Testing, testing.
We're so much fun, cause naturally, Nationals baseball, come and see. Family, friends, and future stars, Nationals baseball, best by far.
We're so much fun, come so naturally, Nationals baseball. We're so much fun, come so naturally, Nationals baseball.
The following is a presentation of Nationals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Nationals Baseball Network.
The wall, it's gone! Bobby Witt Jr., three-homer game! Double-A baseball cannot contain MJ Melendez. Let's take a trip around the bases with Bobby Witt Jr. Hicklin into a dive, and again he makes an incredible catch! Scott Gorman's waving around Brewer Hicklin. The throw home, Hicklin slides in safely. Fly ball deep in the left at the wall, and it's gone! Brewer Hicklin, his second grand slam in Wichita this season. It clears the bases and gives the Naturals a 5-1 lead in the fourth. Lost the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three! The Northwest Arkansas Naturals, your 2021 AA Central Champions!
Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is brought to you by Harvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Gardens, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by Today's Leaners, by the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing, Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. The countdown is on to Naturals Baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, so glad to hear you again, folks. Glad to be with you here from North Little Rock. It's the penultimate game of this week's series, the fifth of six on a Sunday night at Dickie Stevens Park. It's time for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals to take on the Arkansas Travelers. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Nicholas Batters. We're counting down to first pitch here on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, getting set for the Naturals to rebound from being no-hit last night. Just the second time in franchise history the Naturals have been no-hit. Both of those games actually have been pitched by the Arkansas Travelers. So today, trying to get back in the win column, look, just getting a hit or scoring some runs would be a step in the right direction. 6-0 the final yesterday as five Travelers pitchers combined to no-hit the Naturals. Trying to get back in the win column today. Andrew Hoffman goes for the Naturals against the right-hander Bryce Miller. Going to jump right into the pregame interview segment today. My chat is with the Assistant Director of Behavioral Science for the Kansas City Royals, Melissa Lambert. She and I talked for probably 45 minutes during batting practice. Then I realized, oh, hey, we were going to do an interview. So it was a great chat with Melissa. It's just under 7 minutes. Look at the mental side of the game, how you get through a 138-game season. Her role with the Royals, how it's evolved over the span of baseball, behavioral science within the sport. So much to talk about with Melissa. Great conversations coming up next on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals 2022 schedule is jam-packed with giveaways you won't want to miss. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on several t-shirt giveaways. And don't miss out on a Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead on Saturday, July 9th, or a bobblehead of former Arkansas Razorback Andrew Benintendi on Saturday, August 6th. And a Nick Prado bobblehead giveaway on Saturday, August 20th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning the service you need, Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
The Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show rolls on as we continue counting down the first pitch on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Now let's go inside the Naturals dugout for today's pregame interview.
We continue counting down to first pitch on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, getting set for the penultimate game of this week's series, the fifth of six in North Little Rock between the Northwest Arkansas Naturals and the Arkansas Travelers here at Dickey Stevens Park, talking with Melissa Lambert, the Assistant Director of Behavioral Science at the Kansas City Royals. So glad to have you here with the Naturals this week. How's your season been so far? How are things going? You've been on the road a lot this year.
It's been great. It's always different each season. I try and get out to each affiliate three or four times. I would say it's been a little bit of a shift. We have three people on our team, and so Ryan Maid, who kind of manages our 40-man guys, we kind of worked really closely on the transition with a lot of our young guys going up. So I think that part's been really exciting, is being able to work with a lot of these guys over the past couple years and then see their growth. And yeah, so it's been great. This is a really fun group to be here with. So yeah, going on my third trip, hoping to see these guys one more time at home. So
I want to dive into your position a little bit, but as a whole, what are you doing to work with the players as a behavioral science department?
Yeah, so the main primary focus that we work on is the mental performance of the game. So I would say anxiety, working on high-pressure situations is probably what impacts our guys most. Certainly, life situations get in the way. Being able to manage a really long season, I think, is part of it too. So some of these guys are moving through the system really quickly and just learning how to, you know, work towards 162 games, right? And being able to have a life on and off the field. So I would say that's a big part. Secondary to the mental health aspect. So I think what's unique with our organization is that our whole department is our licensed professional clinicians. What we know now is that, especially post-COVID, that mental health issues have increased. So that's something, too, that the MLB has really put a focus on, and that we're trying to make sure we really mitigate that risk and that we're present and making sure that these guys have everything that they need.
Well, that's fantastic. We're counting down to first pitch here on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, visiting with Melissa Lambert, the Assistant Director of Behavioral Science for the Kansas City Royals. When you're on a trip like this, visiting the Naturals, what kind of things are you hoping to accomplish with the players?
This trip, I would say, by the end of the season, I've been able to build really good relationships with guys. So I think kind of ahead of time, like if anyone needs anything, I plan that out. So oftentimes, whether it's individual sessions, catching up with coaching staff, just being out on the field, having conversations with how things are going. I think a big part too at this point is you start talking about kind of off-season plans and things that these guys are looking for what they need coming into 2023.
Nearly 200 players in the minor league system. How do you maintain relationships with all those players across so many affiliates?
Yeah, that's a great question. Sometimes I don't even know. I still think there's more relationship building to be done, right? Because we're always getting, especially here as we've gotten so many new players, It's like looking at a whole new team. I think it's just something you have to be patient with, and it takes time. We really, we value very much like being present and being available. And So I think that's part of why I try and make as many trips as possible. It's during the season, that's the fun part, to really get to know these guys. It's a little crazy in spring training. So this is the opportunity to really get to know them and then build off of that going into the off season.
You talked about the mental side of getting through a full season. It's kind of crazy to think about 140 games nearly over 6 months. What are some of the keys for these players to be able to get through an entire season? I know it's difficult enough to do it physically and stay injury-free. What's the key to getting through a season from the mental side?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think obviously it's going to be individualized for each guy, kind of based upon temperament and what each guy's threshold is. But I always tell each player, like, they also have to figure out when their cup is full and kind of what their threshold is to manage a full season, and then kind of the off-field stuff too. So really focusing on having a good social network, and I would say on and off the field, whether it's family members, friends, lits that are non-baseball related, and then they have kind of their core support system they feel like in baseball. I think that's a big part of helping them through. And then coping mechanisms, so pretty much having, like, how do you manage the stress? Like, how do you manage the day-to-day? I think what's unique about baseball is the number of hours that these guys have to spend at the field every single day. And it's how do you maintain a routine, but then also know when you need to switch it up and when your body needs a little bit more recovery. So I think that's a big part too, is just knowing how to manage the ups and downs throughout the season.
We wind down our time visiting with Melissa Lambert, the Assistant Director of Behavioral Science for the Kansas City Royals, here on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show, getting set for the second to last game of this series in North Little Rock between the Naturals and the Travelers. Before I let you go, I'm curious to look a little bit at the evolution of behavioral science within the world of baseball. You've been with the Royals since late 2019, before that some time with the Los Angeles Dodgers. In the time that you've been working in baseball, how have you seen that side of the game evolve? Because it feels like it's becoming more and more recognized across the industry.
Yeah, I think a big piece of it was people recognized that being a game of failure, that there was this, you know, significant mental part of the game, but I don't think anyone really knew how to navigate what guys really needed to manage that, right? And so when I think it came in, a lot of it came from kind of the mental skills of people who just had a lot of background in baseball, so maybe former players and, you know, how they've been able to manage it and using experience. And I think we've really moved into more on the science side of things. I think the MLB has really recognized the importance of credentialing, making sure that you have specialties and expertise, and then creating and establishing policies that have very well been recent that require, you know, 24/7 access care if there's a crisis situation, just more having more readily available for these guys. So I think we're going to continue to progress in that area for sure.
Last thing I want to ask before I let you go, I read a little bit of your background, a collegiate athlete yourself. How does a background as an athlete help you in this position working with athletes?
Yeah, it's interesting you said that, because I think coming into this field of, like, even though I played softball, I wasn't necessarily big into, like, on the baseball side or softball side. So playing soccer in college, you're coming from a different sport. And so not necessarily being able to relate to the high skill of what baseball is, but I think understanding the camaraderie, the discipline, the off-field choices that get made, to realize it's something that's bigger than yourself. And so you're working towards something and sacrificing a lot to do something that you love. And I think the relatability of just having that kind of athlete mentality has also been helpful in building relationships.
Well, Melissa, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for chatting for a bit, and look forward to hopefully chatting again soon.
This sounds great. Thanks so much.
We'll be back with starting lineups after this on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Every Friday home game in 2022 is a Fireworks Friday with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Stay late every Friday night and Saturday, September 17th, as the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know, we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, back at Dickey Stevens Park, where Caddy Dad first pitch on the Naturals Baseball Network. Getting set for the fifth of six games this week between Northwest Arkansas and Arkansas. Time now to take a look at today's starting lineups. They're brought to you by John's Quality Roofing. Over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. The Naturals own the AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, managed by Chris Widger. Tucker Bradley leads off. He's in left field. Batting second is the center fielder, Diego Hernandez. Tyler Gentry hits third. He's the designated hitter. Batting fourth is the first baseman, C.J. Alexander. Robbie Glendinning hits fifth, playing second base. Batting sixth is the catcher, Luca Tresh. Sully Matias hits seventh in right field. Batting eighth is the third baseman, Morgan McCullough. And Angelo Castellano rounds out the order. Batting ninth, he's the shortstop. And on the mound for the Naturals, it's the right-hander, Andrew Hoffman. His 20th start of the year, his fifth with the Naturals. Coming off a quality start last Sunday against the Tulsa Drillers, he threw six innings of one-run baseball to get his first AA win. And now the lineup for the Arkansas Travelers, the AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners for the second straight year, managed by Colin Cowgill. Bradley Unroe leads off. He's the shortstop. Batting second is the designated hitter, Joe Rizzo. Jack Larson hits third. He's in right field today. Batting fourth is the first baseman, Jake Shiner. Cade Marlowe hits fifth in center field. Batting sixth is the catcher, Matt Scheffler. Connor Hoover hits seventh at third base. Batting eighth is the second baseman, Cesar Asturias Jr. And rounding out the order, batting ninth is the left fielder, Tanner Kerwer. And on the mound for the Seattle Mariners AA affiliate, it's the right-hander, Bryce Miller. He was the Mariners' fourth-round pick just last year. Start of the year in low A, now up in double A for his fourth start with the Travelers, his 20th overall. So again, the Naturals go Bradley in left, Hernandez in center, Gentry the DH. Alexander at first, Glendinning at second, Tresh catching. Matias in right, McCullough at third, Castellano is short with Hoffman on the mound. And the Travelers, who are wearing Paw Patrol-themed jerseys tonight, lead off Riley Unroe at short, Rizzo at batting second, the DH, Larson in right, Shiner at first, Marlowe in center, Scheffler catching, Hoover at third, as Turris Jr. at second, and Kerwer in left with Miller on the mound. Those are today's starting lineups brought to you by John's Quality Roofing, over 20 years of trusted roofing work in Northwest Arkansas. First pitch and all nine innings are on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball is next.
You've been listening to the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show. Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Located on Highway 60, west of Seneca, Missouri. First pitch is Baseball Network.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at RFS Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of four or as many as 55. To reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit nwanaturals.com.
Naturals baseball.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
The 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball is jam-packed with theme nights you'll want to be at the ballpark for. Bowback Night returns on Saturday, July 23rd, with retro-inspired jerseys and caps, plus a special strike bobblehead giveaway. And Los Naturales del Noreste de Arkansas are back on August 4th and 5th, plus Saturday, September 17th. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The countdown is on to Naturals baseball. Now, let's go inside the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Oh, well, the beautiful brand new day. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals no hit last night by the Arkansas Travelers, but tonight trying to step in the next direction. Try and get back in the win column tonight. Heck, the hit column is a step in the right direction. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals and the Arkansas Travelers, the fifth of six games this week at Dickey Stevens Park. Well, a pleasant good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nicholas Batters. Thanks so much for carving out a part of your Saturday to come hang out with me at the ballpark. Really do appreciate your company tonight. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for the private and non-commercial use of our audience. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. The Arkansas Travelers in their Nickelodeon Paw Patrol themed jerseys tonight. They're blue with the Paw Patrol characters, I believe, on the front. I don't know much about the series, I'll be honest, though. I saw the characters taking pictures in the concourse before the game, and I think for some of the fans in the stands tonight, those characters are a bigger deal than the players on the field. Well, the Naturals in their road gray tops and pants, the navy caps and the navy caps with the burgundy brim. First pitch time and temperature today are brought to you by Strength's Lawn and Garden, with the right outdoor furnishings and that big Green Egg Grill to make those summertime cookouts and outdoor times enjoyable. See Strength's in Springdale. Well, a nice and comfortable evening, 88 degrees and sunny. The humidity is only at 39%, which is the best it's been for any game in North Little Rock, as far as I can tell, this season. And the wind blows 8 miles an hour in from center field. Bryce Miller, the right-hander on the mound, last year's fourth-round pick by the Seattle Mariners out of Texas A&M, where he was teammates for a couple of seasons with Asa Lacy, Casey Kulik for a year. On the right-hander, making his fourth double-A start, faces the left-handed hitting left fielder Tucker Bradley. It's 7:06 p.m. Miller has the same North Little Rock. The first pitch to Bradley is a fastball called for a strike. It's nothing and one. We're underway at 7:06 p.m. 7:06 p.m., 88 degrees, first pitch time and temperature. Thanks to Strait's Lawn and Garden. The 0-1 fouled the other way, down the left side out of play, and the count's no balls and two strikes. Oh, nothing and two on Tucker Bradley. Out of the lineup yesterday, went 0 for 4, though, on Thursday. 0-2 the count on Bradley. Miller into his motion, kicks in the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Well, Tucker Bradley's down on three pitches. He strikes out swinging. That's how tonight's ball game begins. The defense behind Bryce Miller. It's Tanner Kerwer in left field, Cade Marlowe in center, and Jack Larson in right. The third baseman's Connor Hoover with Riley Unruh at shortstop. Cesar Asturias Jr. at second. Jake Scheiner at first. Matt Scheffler is the catcher. One gone for Diego Hernandez, the left-handed hitting center fielder. Third baseman Hoover in on the grass, first pitch. Just misses down and away. Counts a ball and no strikes. Hernandez 0 for 4 yesterday, struck out a couple of times, though the entire Naturals lineup was over, to be fair. The Travelers combined to strike out 14. 1-0. Swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Hernandez, 2 for his first 14 with the Naturals, joined the club at the start of this week from High A Quad Cities with Nick Lofton and Logan Porter, headed up to Omaha. The Naturals gained Hernandez and Luca Tresh from the River Bandits. 1-1. Good breaking ball catches the outer edge for a strike. 1-2 the count. Bryce Miller, Baseball America's number 5 prospect in the Mariners system. A fastball, curveball, slider, and a changeup. A ball and two strikes. Base is empty and one out here in the top of the first. Miller kicks the 1-2. Out back to the screen. We'll do it again. One ball and two strikes. Hernandez, considered both by MLB Pipeline and Baseball America as the number 30 prospect in the Royals system. Infield changed the left-handed hitter to pull. Miller, the right-hander, works from the first base side of the rubber. He kicks again the 1-2. Right out of play. Foul into the netting. And the left field side seats. We'll try it one more time. One ball and two strikes. Bryce Miller, his 21st overall appearance this year, his 20th start, his fourth with the Travelers. Made his double-A debut back on July the 27th in Tulsa. 1-2 pitch. Down and in. Sort of a swing from Hernandez. He's gone swinging. A strikeout. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bryce Miller. He has the first two outs here in the top of the first inning. Bradley and Hernandez both strikeout swinging. They're two away. Ray Patchen is the home plate umpire tonight, calling balls and strikes. Casey James is the first base umpire, and the crew chief Isaias Barba is down the line at third. Base is empty, two out, 0-0 ball game at the top of the first. Here's Tyler Gentry. First pitch is fouled off the mask of the catcher and back into the booth and down into the stands. Wow. Well, that's going to leave a dent on the back wall. That was hit so fast, I couldn't even get my hands up in time. Drew, you look disappointed in me. Bounced all the way back down into the first row of seats. 0-1 is called a ball. 1-1, that gets the heart racing a little bit. Well, that came up at kind of a weird angle. Didn't have time to reach my hand up, and all of a sudden it ricochets off the back door, back down into the front row behind home plate. 1-1 pitch misses down and in. 2-1. This is probably one of the better angles in the Texas League if you're looking for a foul ball as a broadcaster. Didn't even have time to deflect it. Happened so quickly. 2-1. Popped in the air. Shallow center field. Marlow charges in with his Turris Jr. ranging out. Marlow shaded to right center, comes in and makes the catch to end the top of the first inning. The Naturals are down in order. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, no runners left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. 0-0 ball game in North Little Rock.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaner.
The Steamer. Stanley Steamer gets your home cleaner.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, we go to the bottom of the first inning in North Little Rock. Nothing-nothing ball game, Naturals and Travelers. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/credit cards. Member FDIC. Credit card subject to credit approval. Andrew Hoffman, the right-hander out of Illinois, has the start for the Naturals, his fifth with Northwest Arkansas since coming over in a trade from the Atlanta Braves back in mid-July. Switch hitter Riley Unruh bats left-handed against the righty Hoffman, the first pitch. Called a strike, nothing and one. Unruh, Joe Rizzo, and Jack Larson, the first three due up for the Travelers. Hoffman from the first base side is 0-1. Breaking ball swung through a miss, nothing and two. Unruh, one for two yesterday. He scored four times, also walked a couple of times. Was hit by a pitch, stole a couple bases, drove in a run. It was a good day for Riley. Here's the 0-2. Just misses high and away. 1-2 the count. He's reached in his last nine ball games. One-two pitch. Misses down and in. Or even two balls and two strikes. Andrew Hoffman, originally drafted by the Braves out of the University of Illinois. The 12th round just last year. So a pair of 2021 draft picks facing each other tonight. Hoffman, MLB Pipeline's number 27 Royals prospect. Baseball America has him at number 15. Two balls and two strikes on Riley Unruh. Hoffman into his motion. He kicks, and here's the 2-2. Breaking ball down and in. Misses. We're full 3-2. His fifth start with the Naturals. With Northwest Arkansas, he's 1-2, a 5.31 ERA, 15 strikeouts in 20 and one-third innings.
Infield Shane Stepone for the left-handed hitter. Hoffman steps back, kicks, twists, and delivers the payoff. Breaking ball just misses. Down and away, ball four. Well, after starting off 0-2, Bradley Unroe draws the count full and a leadoff walk to begin the bottom of the first inning. Defensively behind Andrew Hoffman, it's Tucker Bradley in left field, Diego Hernandez in center, and Sully Matias in right. Morgan McCullough is the third baseman with Angelo Castellano at shortstop, Robbie Glendinning at second, C.J. Alexander at first, and Luca Tresh the catcher. Here's the left-handed hitting DH, Joe Rizzo. Runner on first, nobody out. 0-0 ball game at the bottom of the first. Unroe fakes the steal for second, and he abruptly stops as the pitch misses outside for ball one. It's Bradley, Hernandez, and Matias left to right of the outfield. McCullough, Castellano on the left side of the Naturals infield. Clendenin and Alexander the right side. Tresh is Hoffman's battery mate. 1-0 is spinning a throwback to first. Unroe in with a dive. Up to 18 steals this year in 21 attempts. Again, had a couple yesterday. The Travelers stole six bases against Luca Tresh. It was just one for his first 12 in steal attempts behind home plate. Hoffman, curly brown hair, flows out of the back of his navy cap. Pant legs down to his ankles. 1-0. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Rizzo just activated from the injury list a couple days ago on a two-game hitting streak. He had a good day. Double and scored in the third inning. Singled in a run in the eighth. Move over to first. Again, Unroe dives back in. The tag from Alexander a little late. 0-0 ball game, bottom of inning one on a Saturday night in North Little Rock. Good crowd on hand. Not quite like last night. One of the Trav's biggest of the season. Over 7,000 were on hand for the no-hitter. 1-1. Breaking ball misses outside. 2-1. It's a funny thing, right? Like, it's not fun being no-hit. Being on the wrong side of the no-hitter. But it's kind of cool to say that you saw a no-hitter, right? That was the first one I had seen in person. 2-1, runner going the pitch. Outside for a ball. Trash's throw to second. Tag from Castellano is not in time. Oh, that looked good, but Riley Unroe swipes second, and the count's now 3-1 on Joe Rizzo. The Travs are just running wild on Luca Tresh this week. 3-1 on the Arkansas designated hitter. The runner in scoring position and nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. 0-0 game. Travs have their first runner potential, or their first run potentially in scoring position. Now the 3-1 misses down and away for ball four. Back-to-back walks for Andrew Hoffman to open up the bottom of the first inning. Runners on first and second with nobody out for the right fielder, Jack Larson. Hoffman was traded with Storm Chasers outfielder Drew Waters and Naturals first baseman C.J. Alexander from the Braves to the Royals back on July the 11th in exchange for the 35th overall pick in this past year's draft. Competitive balance, A-round selection for the Royals. Went to Atlanta. First pitch, breaking ball drops in for a strike, nothing and one. He'd been promoted to AA Mississippi in the Braves system just a few days earlier on July the 8th before the trade. Didn't even get a chance to make a start with the M Braves. On one pitch. Breaking ball misses outside, 1-1. Also was great. Six innings just a run. Three hits, three walks, struck out six. Threw 93 pitches. Pretty efficient through six innings. A ball and a strike. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in for a strike. Nice slider from Hoffman. That's his go-to pitch. Counts 1-2. It was regarded as one of the best breaking balls in the Braves system before he came over and joined the Royals. Long sleeve navy shirt underneath his jersey. Hoffman looks back to second, home with a 1-2. Misses down and outside. Even 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jack Larson's reached in his last 6 ball games. The left-handed hitting outfielder. 0-for-3 yesterday with walks in the third and fifth innings. Hoffman's thrown 15 pitches without an out yet. 2 on, nobody out. 0-0 ball game at the bottom of the first. Here's the 2-2 to Larson. Just misses below the knees, and we're full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, the payoff. Line to left field. Tucker Bradley into a dive. It gets past him and rolls to the wall. Unroh scores from second. Rizzo's coming around from first. He's in to score ahead of the throw. It's a two-run double for Jack Larson. The Arkansas Travelers strike first tonight, as they have all five games now this week. And the Travs lead the Naturals 2-0 here in the bottom of inning one. Luca Tresh, the Naturals catcher, out to chat with Hoffman, has faced three batters and put them all on. Walks to Riley Unroh and Joe Rizzo. Jack Larson doubles them both in. Well, they say walks always come back to bite you. You never want to give up those free passes. A runner on second with nobody out for Jake Shiner. The right. He's down and in on Tresh. He can't find it. Shoots off to the left. I would think that's going to be a pass ball. It is indeed. It moves Larson to third. The count's 1-0 on Shiner. Snapped a 13-game hitting streak yesterday. Way to draw a couple of walks. Finished the day 0-for-1. Had a sacrifice fly in the third inning. Infield plays in, and the slider's in for a strike 1-1. He's driven in a run in five straight games, so he's driven in at least one run in the first four games of this series, plus last Sunday. A ball and a strike on Shiner. Hoffman's pitch. Down and away, misses. 2-1. Right-handed hitting first baseman, third in the Texas League with 71 runs batted in. McCullough even with the baseline, maybe a step back at third. Everyone else, the cut of the infield grass. The 2-1. Little floater, left center field. Hernandez charges in from center. He'll have to take it out of bounds. That scores Larson from third. It's 3-0 Travelers. Extends the RBI streak for Jake Shiner. Now that's four in a row that have reached to begin this ball game. A rough start for Andrew Hoffman. He's pitched at least four and a third innings in his first four starts for the Naturals. Twice has pitched into the sixth. His last start on Sunday was the first time he had gotten through the sixth inning. Runner on first, still nobody out. 3-0 Travelers in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch to Cade Marlowe is lined into right center field. A little looper for a base hit. Shiner speeds around second. He's into third standing up. A two walks, a double, and two singles. Open up the bottom of the first for the Travelers. That's five straight on base. Here comes the Naturals pitching coach Derek Lewis, out for a conversation with the Northwest Arkansas right-hander. It was great with the miss with the Rome break. It was incredible. Rome won 12 of the 15 games he started, including, get this, the last eight in a row, six of which he was awarded the win. Through at least five innings, in 13 of 15 starts. Of the 19 starts he's made entering tonight, he's thrown at least six innings. Now eight times, seven with the Rome Braves. A 3-0 lead for the Arkansas Travelers in the bottom of the first inning. Runners on the corners and nobody out. Here's the catcher, Matt Scheffler. Hoffman right on right with Scheffler. The first pitch. This is down low for a ball. 1-0 the count on Scheffler. He went 0-for-4 in yesterday's game. The only Travelers who wasn't able to contribute to the final score. Breaking ball looped foul to the right into one of the sweeps. Counts 1-1. One and one, Scheffler facing Hoffman, who makes a move over to first. Marlowe, 31 steals, ranks third in the Texas League. He's back standing up. Now retakes his lead from first. Hoffman set to the letters. Offset from the plate. He kicks in the 1-1. Misses inside. 2-1 the count. It's it starts to creep up to the 30-pitch mark. You can't help but wonder, will the Naturals begin some activity in the right center field bullpen? Not a ton of options, but we'll see. 2-1, call the strike. Counts even 2-2. We haven't seen Stephen Woods Jr. or Walter Pennington since Tuesday. Everyone else has pitched since then. Jeffrey Del Rosario only threw an inning Wednesday. A little bit of activity starts, perhaps, in the Naturals bullpen. That looks like Walter Pennington. 2-2 with two runners on and nobody out. The pitch. Breaking ball. Cued softly to the second baseman, Glendon in. Underhand flip to second base for one. Castellano, the shortstop. Back to first, a double play. Bang, bang at first base. 4-6-3, the Naturals roll it up. Though, the double play does score the run from third. Shiner crosses, it's 4-0 Travelers. However, Scheffler doesn't get credited with an RBI because he grounded into a double play. So Marlowe out at first, Scheffler out at second. Bases are empty with two outs, 4-0 Travelers, as Pennington's back up and throwing for the Naturals in right center field. First pitch to Hoover is popped out of play to the left, onto the roof above the suite level. Now it rolls back down into the cross aisle between the two sections of seating, and a young fan gets the ball. Oh, one driven down the right field line. That'll bounce on the warning track and hop over the 4-foot-high fence in right field. Oh, automatic double for Connor Hoover. As the Travelers are a runner in scoring position here in the first. Runner on second for the number 8 hitter, Cesar Esturiz Jr. He fouls the first pitch back to this screen, nothing and one. It's 4-0 Travelers here in the bottom of the first inning. Of course, as you'd guess, the son of the former Major League infielder Cesar Esturiz. Pitch misses outside, 1-1. Played 13 years in the major leagues, over 1,300 games across nine major league organizations, or nine major league clubs. 5 years, over 500 games with the Dodgers, most notably. 1-1. Called a strike on the outside corner, 1-2. Cesar Esturiz Jr. signed as an international free agent with the Mariners back in July of 2016. His dad's last year in the major leagues was 2013 with the Reds. 1-2 misses high and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoffman at 33 pitches now. 16 of them have been strikes. Infield the pull. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs and the switch hitter batting left-handed. Hoffman's pitch just misses down and away. And the count's full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs on Cesar Esturiz Jr. Runner on second and 2 outs. Runners going for third. The pitch is poked foul to the left. Out of play. We'll do it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tanner Kerwer, the number 9 hitter, waits on deck. Hoffman looks back to Hoover on second, and the 3-2 home is dribbled softly up the first baseline. It rolls foul before either Hoffman or the catcher Tresh can grab it. Try it one more time. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Can't help but feel like if his Esturiz Jr. reaches, this could be Hoffman's last batter. Outfield plays straight up. The infield shaded a pull. Castellano, the shortstop, plays the switch hitter as Esturiz Jr. batting left-handed, plays him up the middle. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs in the bottom of the first. Hoffman looks back to second. Again, home with the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. As Turris chases below the zone, he's down swinging to end the bottom of the first inning. The Travelers do a lot of damage, score four runs on four hits, a couple of walks, no errors, and one runner's left on base. So after an inning of play, it's 4-0 Travelers. Let's go to the second from North Little Rock.
Hi, Naturals fans. Have you heard of the newest and nicest airline in Northwest Arkansas, Breeze Airways? If you haven't, listen up. They fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze can save you serious time and money so you can go, see, and do more than ever before. Oh, and they never charge change or cancellation fees. That's pretty nice, huh? Book today at www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
In the mood for fun, winning, excitement? It's time to go where everybody goes. Indigo Sky Casino. Delicious food, live entertainment, and fun bars. A large, spacious gaming floor full of your favorite games. And everybody's favorite, bingo. Come play in a safe, clean, exciting atmosphere. Come play and stay at Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
This is infielder CJ Alexander, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked in Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Top of the second from North Little Rock, 4-0 lead. Naturals, first pitch to CJ Alexander is fouled to the left out of play, nothing and one. Welcome back to the ballpark. I'm Nicholas Batters. 4-5-6 two up for Northwest Arkansas. Alexander, Robbie Glendinning, and Luca Tresh. Bryce Miller, the 0-1, fouled of home plate by CJ. It's nothing and two. Alexander, the left-handed hitter, 0 for 4 yesterday with a couple of strikeouts. Actually, he had the last hit for the Naturals. A two-out, two-strike home run of the ninth inning on Thursday, part of his two-homer night. Infield shades the left-handed hitter well to pull. Miller's 0-2. Misses high and away. One ball and two strikes. 22 home runs and 66 runs batted in between AA Mississippi and Northwest Arkansas. A career year for CJ. Playing a lot of first base recently for the Naturals after starting at his natural third. The 1-2. Misses away. Two balls and two strikes. Pretty efficient first inning for Miller. 13 pitches, 10 of them were strikes, and he struck out a couple. Infield to pull, two balls and two strikes. Miller kicks and delivers. Tap foul back to the screen. Alexander battles a fastball down and in to try it again. Even two balls and two strikes. Hitting 253 with the Naturals. 257 overall between the Naturals and Braves. Two balls, two strikes. Miller into his motion and the pitch. Line drive floated left center field. It's a base hit for the Naturals. Oh, there were 10 and a third innings in between, but C.J. Alexander bookends the no-hit stretch. His home run in the ninth inning. That was single here in the second. A day and a half later. No runner on first base for the Naturals. Nobody out here in the top of the second for the second baseman, Robbie Glendinning. Right on right with Miller. Here's the first pitch for ball one. That's one ball and no strikes. Glendinning yesterday walked in one of his three trips to the plate. So he finished the day 0 for 2, has reached an 8 straight ball games. One of two Naturals in active on base streak. 1-0. Called it a strike. Floats into the high outside corner. 1-1. One ball, one strike. A runner on first and nobody out in the top of the second. Miller kicks and delivers. Check swinging a ball up and in. Glendinning held up, and the pitch is a ball. It counts 2-1. Glendinning still the team leader with 17 home runs and 65 runs batted in. That RBI total ranks 7th in the Texas League. 2-1 to Robbie. Fly ball, right field. Larson back, a few steps in front of the warning track as he moves to his right. Makes the catch, and there's one away. Find out why banking customers love the Arvesco mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for details. So one away here in the top of the second inning. Naturals still trail the Travelers 4-0. Naturals bullpen is quiet, so Andrew Hoffman after a 37-pitch first inning. Head back out for the second most likely. Here's Luca Tresh, the Naturals' right-handed hitting catcher. Looks the first pitch for a strike. One for his first 11 with the Naturals. Did drive in a couple of runs in the game on Wednesday. The Naturals' lone win of the week, that 8-4 victory. Miller right on right with Tresh. Long pause. Here's the 0-1. Broken bat liner right at the second baseman is Turris Jr., who throws back to first, and Alexander's doubled off. C.J. Alexander doubled off on the 4-3 double play. Tresh lines out to his Turris Jr., who throws it back to first in time to end the Travelers, and nobody left on. We're through an inning and a half. The Travelers lead 4-0. Bottom of the second coming up.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with 6 different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
Don't miss out on all of the food and drink specials at Arvest Ballpark during the 2022 season of Naturals Baseball. Enjoy Johnsonville Bucca Brat every Tuesday night home game, $1.50 barbecue sliders on Wednesdays. Thirsty Thursdays feature $2 beers, $2 peanuts, $1 sodas, and $1 Farm Rich mozzarella sticks. And of course, enjoy happy hour specials during our bullpen parties before the game on Friday and Saturday night. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yeah, feel. Together, be real, together and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola, it's a cap-twisting, bubbles-fizzing, refreshing-sipping, moment-stopping, nothing-topping this feeling. So grab a Coke today and taste the feeling.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Bottom of the second inning in North Little Rock. 4-0 lead for the Arkansas Travelers over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Andrew Hoffman back to work, facing 9-1-2 in the Travelers' order. Starting with the left fielder, Tanner Kerwer. Right on right, infield the pull. Here's the first pitch. Misses down and away for a ball 1-0. Kerwer, Riley Unroe, and Joe Rizzo due up. Hoffman faced 8 batters in the first inning and allowed 4 runs on 4 hits and 2 walks. The 1-0 ball. Even 1-1. Kerwer, who split his time this season hitting first and ninth, 1-for-4 yesterday out of the 9 hole, singled and scored in the 6th inning. Here's the 1-1. Tap foul into the ground, 1 ball and 2 strikes the count. Hoffman did end the bottom of the first with a strikeout, trying to take that momentum here into the second. Naturals almost started a rally in the second. C.J. Alexander doubled off after singling to open the inning. 1-2. Found back to the screen. We'll do it again. 1 ball and 2 strikes the count. Again, the 1-2. Tapped softly foul towards the far end of the Naturals' third base dugout. Right into the hands of, that's Brett Bewley on the steps. Trying to get a ball and 2 strikes. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Comes back with a fastball at the bottom of the zone. Kerwer down swinging for the second strikeout for Hoffman and the first out here in the second. And we go back to the top of the order for Riley Unruh. Unruh, he really started that rally in the bottom of the first, worked a tough walk, stole second, and scored on a double moments later. First pitch. Skied in the air, deep left center field. Diego Hernandez on the run towards the warning track, reaches out on the warning track and can't make the catch cleanly. Tucker Bradley picks it up, and Riley Unruh's being waved home. Castellano throws back to third base, and he scampers back to the bag. Wow. Well, that's a triple for Riley Unruh. Bradley, the Travelers third base coach Joe Jimenez, was waving him around third, and had he gone home, Castellano's relay throw would have beat him to home plate by a mile. And it's funny, the last Riley Unruh triple I saw helped me get my job with the Naturals. True story. We'll tell that next time he comes to the plate. Here's Joe Rizzo. First pitch. This is just outside a ball, 1-0. I broadcasted games in the Australian Baseball League for two seasons. That second year, Riley Unruh was an infielder for the Brisbane Bandits. 1-0 on Rizzo. Left-handed hitting DH. Walked and scored in the first. Hoffman's 1-0. Misses outside 2-0. In one of the many games I did for the league, my second season when Riley Unruh was there, it was a night game between the Perth Heat and the Brisbane Bandits. And Riley Unruh led off, I want to say it was the bottom of the first inning with a triple. Maybe it was an RBI triple. 2-0, fouled back to the screen, 2-1. It was a great crowd on hand at Viticon Stadium, the home team, the Brisbane Bandits, were hosting a kind of round-robin kind of tournament during the regular season. I guess it was a hub, technically, where a bunch of the teams all descended on Brisbane to play two games a day. And Riley Unruh, I think it was an RBI triple, and the stadium just erupted. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses high and away, and the count's 3-1. I love the energy of that, the stadium in that moment. I thought I made a good call. It was an exciting play. Triples are exciting. And I included that at the start of my demo reel that I sent to the Naturals to get this job. 3-1 pitch. Line drive. Splinter the bat of Rizzo, and it bounces foul wide of the first base bag. Do it again. Counts 3-2. I posted this reel on social media. It's a reel of some of my broadcasting clips from the season of doing national television work for the Australian Baseball League, and it led off with a Riley Unruh triple for the Brisbane Bandits. Gave them a 2-0 lead over the Perth Heat. Now that I think about it, that's right. 3-2. Runner on third and one out. The payoff to Rizzo. Line back to the screen. Foul. We'll do it again. 3-2. The count. I've been meaning to tell Riley that. I wonder what he would think. Actually, there was a former Brisbane Bandit that made their major league debut just the other day with the Colorado Rockies. ABLers are everywhere. Winton Bernard. 3-2 on the outside corner, called strike three. Oh, what a beauty of a breaking ball from Andrew Hoffman. Freezes Joe Rizzo looking for the second out here in the second inning. And there's two away in the bottom of the second. Travelers leading 4-0. Still on third base, Riley Unruh for Jack Larson. Winton Bernard, what a good story that was. 11 seasons in the minor leagues before getting called up to the Rockies. That was yesterday. First pitch to Jack Larson, who doubled in two runs in the first inning. He looks at a strike, nothing, and won the count. I'll say he was the 2018-19 Brisbane Bandit. A one misses down and in. 1-1. 2018-19. Guy who's played overseas in Venezuela, Mexico, Australia. One pitch misses down and in. Two balls and a strike on Larson. The inning began. Tanner Kerwer struck out swinging. Riley Unroe tripled. Joe Rizzo struck out looking. Now Jack Larson ahead in the count. Two balls and a strike. Two, one misses away. Three balls and a strike to count. Three and one on Jack Larson, left-handed hitting right fielder. 3-1 from Hoffman. He's lined to left center field, the base hit. Unroe trots home from third base. Larson stops a turn at first. An RBI single makes it 5-0 Bandits here in the bottom, or 5-0 Travelers here in the bottom of the second. Now Jake Shiner bats. He had an RBI single and scored in the first. Runner on first and two away. 5-0 lead for the Travelers. First pitch to Jake Shiner. This is down low, 1-0. Jack Larson on first has driven in three of the Bandits' five runs tonight. Andrew Hoffman set in front of the letters. Move over to first. Larson back in with a dive. He's stolen seven bases in nine attempts this year. Called a strike at the top of the zone, 1-1. Without fail, after every pitch, the organist at Dickey Stevens Park tickles the ivories to try and engage the fans. 1-1 from Hoffman. Down and away. Called a strike on the low outside corner, 1-2. Now I do think there is a thing as too much organ. There is a very classic feel to the ballpark when you have a live organist, and there aren't many teams anymore that's going to recordings instead. Two outs and a 1-2 count on Jake Shiner. Hoffman's pitch is a slider looped to left field for a base hit. That drops in front of Tucker Bradley. So Larson up to second. Shiner, like Larson, 2-for-2 today. Two on, two out. 5-0 lead for the Travelers in the bottom of the second inning. Here's Cade Marlowe. Marlowe, he singled in the first inning. Travelers already have seven hits off of Andrew Hoffman. He's trying to get out of the second. Left-handed hitter against the right-handed thrower. First pitch is lined sharply down the right side, but foul into the beer garden seating area. Counts nothing and one. Marlowe, the Mariners' 20th round draft pick out of the University of West Georgia back in 2019. Appeared in the Arizona Fall League last year with the Peoria Javelinas. Plus one if you know what a javelina is. No balls and a strike. Hoffman a check back at second. Home with a pitch. This is in the dirt. Good block by Tresh. Counts even 1-1. Arizona Fall League is maybe some of the purest baseball you'll get. Let me tell you. Maybe 200 fans in the stands. 1-1. Skied in the air, left center field. Shortstop Castellano backtracks and makes the catch over his shoulder, kind of in the middle of no man's land for the inning ending out. But the Travelers do add a run on three hits, the RBI single from Jack Larson. No errors and two left on. Well, we're through two innings in North Little Rock. It's 5-0 Travelers. Now we go to the third from Dickie Stevens.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, home for me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
Wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
Take your truck to the next level with Plaza Tire Service. Literally, with leveling kits, custom wheels, and the area's biggest selection of all-terrain and mud tires. We have options for everyone, whether you want a go-anywhere setup or the ideal on-road, off-road combination. Plaza Tire Service has you covered. Flexible financing options, we got those too. In Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, Salem Springs, and Pea Ridge. Find your nearest store at PlazaTireService.com. For truck upgrades, the choice is easy. The choice is Plaza Tire Service. Yeah!
Hi, I'm Matt Mobby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Top of inning three from North Little Rock. 5-0, the Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Bryce Miller back to work. He's faced the minimum through two scoreless innings. We'll have 7, 8, and 9 to the Naturals' order, starting with the right-handed hitting right fielder, Sulu Matias. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the screen, 0-1. Matias, Morgan McCullough, and Angelo Castellano, the three due up for the Naturals. C.J. Alexander opened the second with a single, but was doubled off in a line drive double play. 0-1. Breaking ball is in for a strike. Counts 0-2. Matias 0-3 yesterday. Drew a couple of times, I should say. Infield to pull for the right-handed hitting power hitter. 0-2 for Miller. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Matias down to a knee with that hack. Third strikeout for Miller. And the first out here in the top of the third. This amazing day in baseball history brought to you by the Scout Family Amazium. Make your best play with the Amazium's interactive experiences designed to inspire curious, creative play. We'll go back to 2016 in Naturals history, August the 13th, 2016. Morgan McCullough bats. First pitch from Miller. Foul to the left. 0-1. August the 13th, 2016, the Naturals beat the San Antonio Missions 9-7 in 11 innings at Nelson Wolf Stadium. 0-1. Right on left, Miller to McCullough the pitch. Pop to the left, foul territory. Third baseman Hoover down the third base line towards the warning track. Makes the catch over his shoulder. Fine play by the Travelers third baseman. There's two away. A two away for now Morgan, or for Angelo Castellano. To win that game, August the 13th, 2016, Corey Toops hit his third of four leadoff home runs. Mauricio Ramos doubled home two. Logan Moon doubled in one to camp a four-run first inning. Naturals scored three in the second, led 7-0. But the Missions clawed back, scored seven runs to force extra innings. First pitch to Castellano was swinging a miss, 0-1. Zane Evans... should say Mauricio Ramos walked, Zane Evans singled, and Jack Lopez laid down a sack bunt that scored Ramos, and Zane Evans scored on an errant pickoff throw from second for a run of insurance. Pitch misses outside to Angelo Castellano, counts even 1-1. A ball and a strike, base is empty. Two outs in the top of the third, 5-0 the Travelers lead. Pitch is granted softly to the shortstop on row. A step to his right and throws on to first with Castellano hustling. That'll end the inning. For the second time today, Miller's retired the Naturals 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors. Bottom of the third coming up, and a new arm in for the Naturals. We're back after this.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious, like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced smoked turkey breast and Virginia honey ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs save more lives.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
This is pitcher Walter Pennington, and I'm taking the mound. You're tuned into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Whether you're remodeling, landscaping, or building a new home.
Bottom of the third inning from North Little Rock. 5-0 lead for the Arkansas Travelers over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Walter Pennington, the new pitcher for Northwest Arkansas. And the first pitch just misses for a ball, 1-0. Matt Scheffler bats, followed by Connor Hoover and Cesar Asturias Jr. Pen Hernandez back into the alley. He won't get there. That rolls all the way to the wall. Scheffler has extra bases. In fact, it's three. He's in standing up at third with a triple. Matt Scheffler has the Travs' second triple of the night. That opens up the third inning against Walter Pennington. A 5-0 lead for the Travelers. Andrew Hoffman, two innings of work, the starting pitcher. Five runs on seven hits, two walks, and three strikeouts. He's forced to throw 63 pitches, 36 of them strikes, facing 14 batters. Runner on third, infield comes in for the Naturals. Pennington now faces Connor Hoover, left on left. And the first pitch misses inside, 1-0. Walter, the native of Colorado, making his 28th appearance with the Naturals this year. He's 27th in relief. 4-3 record, a 5.37 ERA. 44 strikeouts and 52 innings. 1-0 misses down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Unfortunately, will be a bullpen kind of night for the Naturals. I hope T.J. Sikkema has a long outing tomorrow. 2-0. Fouled back to the screen. 2-1. Connor Hoover, an automatic double. Roped a line drive down the right side that hopped over the 4-foot-high fence in right field. Fouled back to the screen. The count's even 2-2. McCullough plays back at third. Everyone else into the cut of the grass in the infield. 2-2 is swung at and missed. Strike three. Breaking ball down and away. Tresh clears room in front of home plate and throws to first in time to beat Hoover to the bag. There's the first out. Scheffler stays at third. Now it's the switch hitting second baseman, Cesar Asturias Jr., who will flip around and bat right-handed for the first time today against the lefty Pennington. First pitch is grounded to the shortstop. Castellano runner going. Castellano's throw is home, and Tresh applies the tag on Scheffler for the out. A good heads-up play by Angelo Castellano. 6-2, the fielder's choice, has Scheffler out at home for the second out. So the Travelers lead 5-0. Haven't scored here in the bottom of the third inning yet. Runner on first with two away for Tanner Kerwer, the number nine hitter. Right-handed hitting left fielder looks at strike one. The knees, nothing and one. He struck out swinging to begin the second of three strikeouts for Andrew Hoffman tonight. A one, misses down and in, one ball and one strike. We saw Walter Pennington earlier this series. Mentioned he last pitched on Tuesday.
through two and a third innings, allowed a run on two hits. Pitches in the dirt, a ball, and it's 2-1. Joined the Naturals pretty early into the season. Only pitched three games to the Quad Cities River Bandits before coming to Northwest Arkansas. 2-1 misses down and away, 3-1 the count. He's kind of on the fence whether he'd start the year Northwest Arkansas or Quad Cities. Well, he started with Quad Cities. Wasn't long before he was with the Naturals. 3-1. Bouncy ball to the third baseman, McCullough. Charges in and sidearms are thrown to first from the cut of the infield grass. It's in time to beat Kerwer by a step and end the bottom of the third inning. Well, the Travelers for the first time today are kept off the board. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on base. Still 5-0. Arkansas leads Northwest Arkansas through three innings. Let's go to the fourth.
Whether you're remodeling, landscaping, or building a new home, Midwest Block and Brick has what you need. From fire pit kits, driveways and sidewalks, and amazing outdoor entertainment areas, we have you.com to create your own building ideas, and then let Midwest Block and Brick provide the finishing touches on your unique and modern landscape project. Come see us at 1589 Electric Avenue in Springdale. We're gearing up for springtime and summer so we can accommodate any new project or remodel. Midwest Block and Brick, made in America since 1948.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals 2022 schedule is jam-packed with giveaways you won't want to miss. Make sure to arrive early to get your hands on several t-shirt giveaways. And don't miss out on a Bobby Witt Jr. bobblehead on Saturday, July 9th, or a bobblehead of former Arkansas Razorback Andrew Benintendi on Saturday, August 6th, and a Nick Prado bobblehead giveaway on Saturday, August 20th. To check out the full list of giveaways, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
This is infielder Brett Buehle, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked into the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on the Naturals Baseball Network.
Tucker Bradley leading off the top of the fourth inning. Hit the wrong button. Back at the ballpark, I'm Nicholas Batters. Bradley's first pitch is chopped to the right side. The second baseman is Torres Jr. Slides to his left, spears the bouncing ball, and from his knees in the outfield grass, throws to first. What a play. There's one away in the fourth. Bradley grounds out. First pitch swing. Welcome back to the ballpark. I'm Nicholas Batters. Top of the fourth with one out. The base is empty. 5-0 lead for the Travelers. No runs, a hit, no errors for the Naturals. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Travelers. Here's Diego Hernandez, left-handed hitting center fielder. Bryce Miller, right-hander from the first base side, kicks to the first pitch. Foul to the left, out of play, 0-1. Hernandez struck out swinging in the first inning. Batting for the second time today. The third baseman, Hoover, plays into the cut of the grass. Rest of the infield plays back and to pull. No balls and a strike on Hernandez. Miller's 0-1. Called a strike on the low outside corner. 96-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-2. 96 to 100 is where that fastball will be for Bryce Miller. Oh, and 2 the pitch. This is high and away. 1-2 the count. One ball, 2 strikes, and the pitch. This is outside again. Counts 2-2. We've seen great speed from Hernandez in the outfield, playing center field 4 out of 5 games so far this week. Coming close to beating out some ground balls to the plate as well. 2-2. Hop to the left, foul and out of play. He'll do it again. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez, 2 hits in his first 15 at-bats with the Naturals. The 2-2 is bounced softly to the shortstop, Unroe. The third baseman, Hoover, goes to his left, fields it in front of the shortstop, and his throw to first is past the first baseman, Shiner. Wow. Diego Hernandez's save at first on an infield single. Good job by the catcher Scheffler to back him up. That was a situation where Unruh definitely should have been the one to field that ball. Hoover a little aggressive, ranging to his left. But also, credit to Diego Hernandez. Blazing speed down the first base line. First pitch to Tyler Gentry is in for a strike, nothing and one. Gentry flied out to center field to end the first inning. Itcher, two of the natural, has reached in 10 straight games. Spinning a throwback to first, Hernandez just in ahead of the tag with a dive. Runner going, pitches bounced through the left side, a base hit into left field. Hernandez takes a turn at first. He pumps on the brakes. Back-to-back singles for the Naturals. Two runners on with one out in the top of the fourth inning. For C.J. Alexander. Alexander, his single to open the second, and through no fault of his own, was doubled off to end the second. He singled to open the inning, and then a line drive was hit to the second baseman as Turris Jr., who fired a throwback to first. Alexander had broken on the crack of the bat. Two on, nobody out. Both runners bluff steals, and the pitch to Alexander is fouled to the left, nothing and one. What an August C.J. Alexander has had. The Texas League leader this month in homers, runs batted in, and total bases. And in fact is responsible for five of the Naturals' last eight home runs. 0-1 pitch. Misses outside, 1-1. And part of what he talked about, and we even heard this from Chris Widger on the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse show at the start of this week, there's a lot of pressure when you get traded, maybe trying to do a little too much at the plate, try and prove yourself, when in reality, just keep doing your thing. Runners dance off of first and second, not going. The 1-1 pitch is skied high in the air and deep to right field. That is way gone into the right field seat. Right field seats. Alexander continues his hot month of August with a three-run home run here in the fourth. Naturals are back within striking distance. It's 5-3. The Travelers lead in the fourth on Alexander's eighth home run with the Naturals, his 23rd overall this season. Another two-hit game for C.J. Alexander. Another one. Goodness gracious. Alexander, a three-run homer. Naturals are within two. First pitch to Robbie Gladinens, fouled back to the screen. It's nothing and one. Just incredible to see what C.J. Alexander's been doing at the plate for the Naturals early over the last 2-3 weeks. Remarkable. Now the tying runs on deck for the Naturals. 0-1 to Glendinens. He's lined up the middle into center field. Marlowe has to take that on a bounce in center. It's a base hit. A Robbie Glendinen in a single. Four straight hits for the Naturals brings the tying run to the plate. It'll be represented by the catcher, Luca Tresh. Here comes the catcher for the Travelers, Matt Scheffler, out for a conversation with Bryce Miller, as well as the pitching coach for the Travelers, Sean McGrath. We'll use this opportunity to take a look around the Texas League out-of-town scoreboard. This update presented by Walmart. Save money, live better, Walmart. A full slate of action, as always, on a Saturday night across the Texas League. Games right now in Amarillo, Frisco, Tulsa, and Wichita. Out in Amarillo, the Springfield Cardinals lead the Amarillo Sod Poodles 2-1 at Hodgetown. That game in the middle of the fourth inning. Also the middle of the fourth in Frisco. The San Antonio Mission struck for three runs in the top of the fourth and lead the Frisco Rough Riders Riders Field. Top of the seventh in Wichita. 6-6 tie. The Corpus Christi Hooks in the Wichita Wind Search. Corpus Christi batting at Riverfront Stadium. And middle of the fourth in Tulsa. Midland Rockhounds lead the Tulsa Drillers 3-2 at One Oak Field. One on, one out for Luca Tresh. Bryce Miller has the sign. Here's his first pitch. Now a move over to first. And Glendinning back in with a dive. Here's the first pitch. Tresh looks at a ball down and away. 1-0. Right on right. Tresh lined into that 4-3 double play that ended the second inning. Here's the 1-0. Called a strike. Down and away. Or even one ball and one strike. So the Travelers four in the first, one in the second. Naturals have struck for three runs in the fourth and now have the tying run at the plate. Clendenin leads from first. The 1-1 to Sheff, 1-1 to Tresh is swung at and missed. And the count's 1-2. Scheffler's caught 18 runners stealing this year, which is the second most in the Texas League. Caught 18 of 66 possible base stealers. Miller will look over at first. The 1-2 to Tresh. Fly deep down the right field line. Tails towards the stands. Out of play, foul onto the concourse. And the count holds at a ball and two strikes. One ball and two strikes on Tresh with Glendinning on first. Again, the 1-2. Just misses outside. Or even two balls and two strikes. The home plate umpire, Ray Patchen, nodded, I suppose, to signal, yeah, that's not a bad pitch. Time called by Tresh wearing the number 11, which had previously been worn by Logan Porter. Now in AAA Omaha yesterday, actually no, it was a couple of days ago, Logan Porter hit a game-tying three-run home run of the ninth inning for the Storm Chasers in Toledo. Infield shades to pull. Two balls and two strikes on Luca Tresh. Glendinning on first, eight steals and 10 attempts being held on by Jake Shiner. Right on right. Miller. The 2-2 to Tresh. Runner bluffs a steal. Foul down the right side into a sweep. Watch out. We'll do it again, 2-2. Well, Glendinning got a massive lead off of first. If Miller had thrown over to first, he might have been picked off. If he had stepped off, Glendinning might have been picked off. Instead, he just went home with a 2-2, and Glendinning stopped in his tracks. Again, Miller to Tresh. The 2-2 pitch. On the outside corner, called strike three. Wow. A beautiful location on the 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Bryce Miller. Fourth strikeout for him tonight, and the second out here on the top of the fourth. So that snaps the stretch of four straight hits for the Naturals. Now the tying run comes to the plate in the form of Sula Matias. Now back to the screen, the first pitch. And the count's nothing and one. Matias struck out swinging to begin the third inning. 0-for-1 today. 15 homers and 52 runs batted in this year. It was batting average just .223 as he enters this at-bat. .01 is popped foul to the right. The first baseman Shiner gives it a look. Johns towards the first base dugout, but that's halfway back into the seating bowl and up into a sweep. That's where a foul ball just went a little while ago. That's the hot section tonight. Counts 0-2 on Suley. top of the fourth inning. Runner on first with two outs. Three runs are home. The Naturals trail 5-3. The 0-2 to Suli misses outside. 1-2. We'll try it again. A ball and two strikes. Miller delivers. Down and away. Skips past the catcher, Scheffler. Glendinning jogs to second base. 90 feet on the wild pitch. Counts even. Two balls and two strikes on Sula Matias. Glendinning on second, 2-2 on Matias. Miller a check back. Another look back in the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. The slider tails down and away. Goodness gracious, that had a lot of break to it. Matias strikes out swinging for the second time today. That ends the fourth. Miller's fifth strikeout of the night. The natural strike for three runs on four hits. No errors, a runner left on. The big blast, the three-run homer from C.J. Alexander. Now it's 5-3 in the Travelers. Lay the Naturals by two. We go to the bottom of the fourth.
At Beaver Water District, our lineup runs hard every hour of the day, 365 days a year, to supply clean, safe drinking water to Northwest Arkansas.
Nice catch.
While our defense works to protect our drinking water source, Beaver Lake.
Sweet.
Water District supports the high quality of life and growth here in Northwest Arkansas, and we are proud to say, go Naturals.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Honey, I know it's dollar hot dog night, but that doesn't mean you should eat 12 of them.
I love a good value, and I love hot dogs.
You want value? Check out Unify Financial Credit Union. Not only do they have free checking and competitive loan rates, but they have locations in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Siloam Springs.
Unify Financial Credit Union, serving Northwest Arkansas. For more information, visit unifyfcu.com or phone 877-254-9328. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
And Unify won't hurt your sensitive tummy.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's a voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Bottom of the fourth in North Little Rock, 5-3. The Travelers' lead over the Naturals is cut to two runs. C.J. Alexander, a three-run homer in the top of the third. Walter Pennington, new into his second inning of work. First pitch to Riley Unroe. His laced foul down the right field line, out of play. Nothing at one. As we go to the bottom of the fourth, Travelers go through the lineup for the third time. Unroe, Jarizzo, and Jack Larson, top three in the Arkansas order. Pennington, the lefty, to the switch hitter Unroe. 0-1 is bounced foul wide to the third base bag. It's nothing and two. No balls and two strikes the count on Unroe, who walked and scored in the first, tripled and scored in the second. Oh, and two, the pitch. Breaking ball misses well outside. Travelers, four in the first, one in the second. Naturals scored three in the fourth. Pennington kicks the 1-2. Breaking ball tapped over the mound. He can't get there. Castellano charges the shortstop. Fields it with his glove. Tries to transfer. He doesn't have time to make a play. Riley Unroe, a soft infield single. Opens up the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Joe Rizzo bats, the designated hitter. First pitch to Rizzo, just down and in for a ball, the fastball from Pennington. Counts one ball and no strikes. Runner on first, nobody out. Pitch is grounded foul to the left. Hits off the bare left hand of the Travelers' third base coach, Joe Jimenez, 1-1. Rizzo walked and scored in the first, struck out looking in the second. It's the last strikeout that Andrew Hoffman got in his 2-inning start. One-one. It's down and in. Rizzo lays off the breaking ball, 2-1. Two-one. Called to strike the inner edge. Counts even. Two balls and two strikes. Step off, throw back to first. Has some velocity to it. Unruh back in standing up. 19 steals and 22 attempts this year. He actually... How many has he stolen this week? Down and away. Waves and misses at strike three. Now Joe Rizzo down on strikes. For the first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jack Larson bats. Left-handed hitting right fielder. First pitch. It's called a strike. Nothing in one. Larson 2-for-2 today. Doubled in two runs and scored in the fourth. Singled in a run in the fourth. Or singled in a run in the second. 0-1 pitch is called a strike, nothing in two. Now he's directly contributed to four of the Travs' five runs tonight. Bouncing ball up the middle. Pennington can't handle it. Neither can their shortstop, Castellano. It kicks off his glove into center field. Hernandez thrown to third. Is just a little behind the runner, and with the throw, Larson moves to third base. To second, I beg your pardon. It was kind of a funky play. Bouncing ball up the middle. Pennington couldn't get there, or he couldn't field it cleanly. Looking at the replay. Off of Pennington's glove, hit off the heel of Castellano's glove into center field. Unruh went first to third. The throw from Hernandez was late, then McCullough got tangled up with Unruh. And that allowed Larson to take second. So Larson's on second with Unruh on third. Infield plays in, and the first pitch misses down and away for ball one. Now Jack Larson's 3-for-3 today. Now Jake Shiner, he's 2-for-2, a couple of singles. The pitch is a little splinter of a broken bat, right center field. It drops in for a base hit. Both runners move up 90 feet. Unruh scores from third. RBI single is 3. The Travelers lead stretches by a run. And Larson moves from second to third. Jack Larson and Jake Shiner combined 6-for-6 today with 5 of the Travelers' 6 runs batted in. First pitch misses down low to Cade Marlowe. Counts 1-0. Marlowe singled in the first. Flied out to the shortstop, Castellanos in left field to end the second. Bouncy ball hit to the first baseman, Alexander. Spins and throws to second for one. Castellanos got his foot of the bag, but that one out's all they'll get. The run scores from third. Larson crosses home plate. 3-6, the fielder's choice gives Cade Marlowe an RBI. Shiner's out at second with Marlowe now on first. 7-3, the Travelers' lead is back to 4 runs. A 4 in the first, 1 in the second, now 2 here in the fourth for the Travelers. Runner on first with 2 away for the catcher, Matt Scheffler. Pennington's first pitch. This is outside, 1-0. Scheffler brought in a run with a double play in the first. Tripled in the third. Was thrown out at home trying to score an infield single. Or a ball in the infield. The 1-0. Called the strike up and in. 1-1. 93 on that fastball from Pennington. One pitch misses high and away. Two balls and a strike. Infield shade slightly to pull for the right-handed hitter, the sixth to bat this inning, which is fouled back to the screen. Counts even 2-2. Baseball's such a small world. I was talking with one of my friends from college, Lyle Goldstein. He's the assistant broadcast affiliate in the Midwest League. He said he grew up playing baseball with Matt Scheffler all throughout high school. Little League to high school. Fisted to the right, into the netting down the right side, out of play foul. We'll do it again, 2-2. Lyle grew up in Kirk, Washington, like Matt Scheffler did. Baseball's such a small world. It's incredible. Pitch. Foul to the right. Off one of the windows of the suites to our right. We'll do it again, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and 2 outs. Runner on first base is Cade Marlowe. 31 steals this year, so you got to be careful with Cade. Pennington just trying to work through a second inning out of the bullpen here. Set of the letters. The southpaw kicks and delivers. Looper foul to the right. That gets out of play. Just a few rows back into the seats down the right side. Try it again. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pennington's been forced to throw 23 pitches here in the fourth inning. Got out of trouble in the third, but has allowed a couple runs to score on 3 hits here in the fourth. 2-2. Misses inside. Question mark. Looked good to me, but the count's full 3-2. Well, the runner on first, Marlowe will have a head start. 3 balls and 2 strikes the count with 2 outs. Runner going the payoff pitch. Bouncy ball into the third baseman, McCullough. Takes a couple of steps, shuffles and throws to first in time to end the inning. Well, the Travelers inch out ahead a little further. 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and a runner left on. It's 7-3. The Travelers lead the Naturals as we enter the fifth.
Grasshopper is the king of all the zero turns on the market. Did you know they were the first zero turn made and their product is Grasshopper has out front and mid mount zero turns. They have gas and diesel models. The deck sizes range from 41 inches to the large 72 inches. Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale, the largest Grasshopper dealer in the 4-state area.
Enjoy the ultimate in pricing and flexibility with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Flex Pack. Our most popular mini pack provides you 30 discounted and undated vouchers to sit in your preferred seating area. Best of all, you can use them all at once or any combination of games throughout the year. Stop by the Arvest Ballpark box office on the day of the game to exchange those vouchers and you'll get the best available seats in your chosen seating area. It's that easy. To lock in your Naturals Flex Pack, visit nwanaturals.com.
Hey Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community. For more than 50 years, from around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals! Save money. Live better, Walmart.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's a voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Top of the fifth inning in North Little Rock. 7-3 lead for the Arkansas Travelers over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Morgan McCullough leads off against Bryce Miller. Right-handed pitcher facing the left-handed hitting third baseman. The first pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. It's McCullough, Angelo Castellano, and Tucker Bradley. 8-9-1 in the Naturals' order. And Miller works into his fifth inning. A one. Swing and a miss. Nothing and two. No balls, two strikes. Bulls trail by four. Miller, right-hander from the first base side, a deep breath. Flares his glove, steps back with his left foot, kicks up the left knee, home at the 0-2. That misses high. One ball and two strikes. Infield shades well to pull for McCullough, who popped down in the third, and the pitch misses high and away. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Miller, 59 pitches through four innings, delivers. This is high, 3-2, the count's full. Natural struck for three runs on four hits in the fourth inning. Three-run homer from C.J. Alexander. And a payoff. This is outside for ball four. McCullough draws a leadoff walk here in the fifth. That'll bring Angelo Castellano to the plate. Castellano grounded out to end the third with a runner on and nobody out. The first pitch drops in for a strike. Nothing in one. Castellano rejoined the Naturals at the start of this week, his third tour with Northwest Arkansas. One of the most experienced Royals minor leaguers over the last decade. First pitch, or the next pitch, misses high. It's a ball and a strike. I was talking about how great of a tool Fangraphs is. One on, nobody out. Miller. The 1-1 to Castellano on the way. Foul to the right out of play. 1-2. When you look at the most games at the minor league level played to the Kansas City Royals organization since 2006, you're just looking at... That's as far back as... That's when MLB's data collection started getting really good, 2006. Minor league games played in the Royals organization. Castellano ranks sixth. Move over to first. McCullough back in with a dive. Today's Angelo Castellano's 778th game in the minor leagues. That ranks as the sixth most games played in the Royals system. Just minor leagues, AAA and below. 1-2 pitch. This is high and away. Two balls and two strikes. That would be some fun trivia. You're tuning in. Who do you think has played more minor league games since 2006 than Angelo Castellano? All five have come through Northwest Arkansas, a few of them within the last 5 years. 2-2 pitch. This is high and inside. Kicks off the glove of Matt Scheffler and back to the screen. Moves McCullough up to second. The wild pitch brings the count full on Angelo Castellano and puts McCullough into scoring position. It's a passed ball, actually, on Scheffler. 3-2 on Angelo Castellano. Nobody out here in the top of the fifth. Travis leads 7-3. Payoff to Castellano. Down and away, ball four. Castellano draws a walk. Two walks to open up the fifth inning. I'll give you a hint. The most Royals games played in the minor leagues was actually a very early natural. Irving Falou, 979 games just in the minor leagues with Kansas City. Started out, left the Royals system at the end of the 2013 season. Played 101 games with the Naturals in 2008. Parts of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons in Omaha. The Storm Chasers, Royals, Omaha, all-time games played leader. 2-1, nobody out for Tucker Bradley. Infield to pull for the left-handed hitting left fielder. Bryce Miller, the first pitch to Tucker. Down low, 1-0. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card. From Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC. Credit card subject to credit approval. McCullough on second, Castellano in first. Nobody out in the top of the fifth in the pitch. Down and in on Bradley. He scoops out of the way. 2-0 the count. Travelers bullpen starts to see some activity past the right center field fence. Bradley pops it foul to the left. That'll get into the seats out of play. Bounces in an aisle and up into one of the suites. I'll do it again. 2-1 now. The shortstop, Unroh, shades up the middle. A part of that's to keep the runner on second, McCullough close. The third baseman, Hoover, even with the baseline to protect against a possible bunt. 2-1 to Bradley. Called a strike right of the knees. Maybe a little low. The count's even 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the top, or no outs in the top of the fifth. Miller, the 2-2 to Bradley. Foul to the left. Good at bat here for Tucker. Really nice plate appearance. Try it again. 2-2 the count. Two and two with two runners on. Nobody out in the top of the fifth. Naturals trail 7-3. Again, the pitch. Down and in. Bradley lays off. That's ball three. He checked his swing, but just barely. Scheffler appeals to the third base umpire, Isaias Barba, who says clearly he did not go around. We'll do it again. The count's full, 3-2. McCullough takes his lead from second. Castellano well off of first. Infield to pull. Payoff to Bradley. On the outside corner, called strike three. Wow. Again, the fastball spotted so well by Bryce Miller. His sixth strikeout of the night. And both strikeouts looking have been fastballs well placed on the low outside corner. That's the first out of the fifth. Now, in theory, a ground ball could get Miller out of the inning. A seven-pitch plate appearance goes in favor of the pitcher. Here's Diego Hernandez, 2-1 out. Both runners take off. Pitches pop foul to the left. Runners are going to have to head back to the bases. Oh, that drops foul, thankfully. The left fielder, Kerwer, was charging into foul territory. The shortstop, Unroh, was racing out. McCullough was nearly all the way to third, and Castellano was nearly at second. They were both off on the pitch. Catcher Scheffler out for a quick chat with Miller. Morgan McCullough walked to open the inning, then Angelo Castellano followed him with a walk. Tucker Bradley strikes out looking. No balls and a strike on Diego Hernandez. Maybe a chance for his first AA RBI here. 2-1 out. Miller. Set of the bounce. 0-1 pitch. Some activity for the Travelers in their right field bullpen past the 4-foot-high fence. You know, these jerseys, the Paw Patrol jerseys, don't have good numbers. Hard to see. 1-1 pitch. Line drive, right center field. Cade Marlowe on the run makes the catch. Spins and throws back to second. The ball gets past second base, but McCullough back to the bag in time. Wow, good play by the center fielder, Cade Marlowe, ranging in and to his left. Hernandez is retired. There's two away. His jerseys don't have numbers in the front. It's 27. Travis Kuhn is the right-hander warming up. He's turned around right when I got my binoculars out. Good timing. So Hernandez lines out. There's two away. 2-2. Tyler Gentry bats. He singled in the fourth inning. Hernandez and Gentry both singled in the fourth and then scored on the C.J. Alexander home run. Right on right. First pitch to Gentry. This is down and away, the breaking ball. What a no. So now Gentry has reached in 12 consecutive ball games after his fourth inning single. Naturals, 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors, a runner left on. Travelers, 7 runs on 11 hits, no errors, and 5 left on. 1-0 pitch. In for a strike. Just catches the outer edge. Maybe a little bit outside. The count's even 1-1. Two on, two out, the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gentry can't catch up to the 95-mile-an-hour fastball away. We'll do it again. A ball and two strikes on Gentry. Miller a strike away from getting out of the inning after putting the first two batters on with walks. Right. With two outs in the top of the fifth, Miller steps off to reset the pitch clock. Go through the signs again with Bryce Miller. The runner on second. They're trying to make sure to mix up the signs. McCullough leads from second. Castellano well off of first. 1-2 to Gentry. Fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again. 1-2. Tyler Gentry, 1-for-2 today. Two on and two out. Tying run on deck. Miller, the 1-2 home. Down and away misses. 2-2 the count. Bryce Miller is creeping up towards 90 pitches. He's at 86 right now. Most he's thrown in a start with the Travelers this year. He's made just 3 starts with Arkansas. Threw 97. A couple starts ago, August the 2nd against Midland. 2-2 misses away, and we're full 3-2. The most Miller's thrown in a start this year. 98 for Everett at Hillsboro on April the 16th. Count is full, 3 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. C.J. Alexander waits on deck. Runners will have head starts. McCullough from second, Castellano from first. Bryce Miller with the runners going, the 3-2 to Gentry. Foul back to the screen. A good battle here for Tyler Gentry. We'll try it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. A lengthy battle here. It'll be the 8th pitch of the plate appearance coming up. The longest tonight for a natural. Trying to get the Alexander instead of making him lead off the next inning. Again, the runners are in motion. But there will be a motion. Again, the 3-2. Swinging a foul tip. Kicks off of Scheffler's glove back to the screen. We'll try it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. What a battle here. Tyler Gentry with Bryce Miller. One more time. Two on, two out. The payoff pitch runner's going. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. That fires Bryce Miller up, his 7th strikeout of the night. Strands 2 runners on after he walked the first 2. They're both left on. No runs, no hits. The couple of walks, no errors. And 2 runners left on base. The Naturals are unable to score. Halfway through tonight's ballgame after 4.5. It's 7-3 Travs over the Naturals.
When quality, value, and energy savings matter most, you need to choose Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Our award-winning, made-in-America, double and triple-pane replacement windows and industry-leading warranties make Window World the number one choice for your next home remodel. Plus, we also offer the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding, and guttering for your home. Truly making us the brand you can trust, Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
I get scared sometimes.
Of a lot of things.
Joining in.
Decisions.
The dark.
the dark.
But I once heard someone say...
But as I always say...
It's okay to be afraid.
As long as you face the fear.
And keep moving forward.
Wherever you are in life, count on the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Hey, Naturals fans. Have you been daydreaming about a fun and affordable getaway? Why not make it a reality? You can fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to Tampa Bay, San Antonio, and New Orleans. Breeze never charges change or cancellation fees, so you can book with complete peace of mind. What are you waiting for? Go to www.flybreeze.com or download the Breeze app to plan your trip. Breeze Airways. Seriously nice.
I'm pitcher Walter Pennington, and you're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas's Naturals Baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Halfway home, it's a 7-3 lead for the Arkansas Travelers over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Walter Pennington out for his third inning of work. He's thrown 38 pitches through two innings, allowed two runs on four hits with a couple of strikeouts. First pitch to Connor Hoover is skied high and deep down the left field line. Bradley chases towards the stands and runs out of room. That ball lands in the first row of seats. And there's a net in front, so Bradley can't reach over into their laps. Some nachos. That's nothing and one. Three runs, five hits, no errors for the Naturals, who have left three on. Seven runs, 11 hits, no errors, and five runners left on for the Travelers. Andrew Hoffman pitched two innings. Five runs on seven hits, two walks and three strikeouts. Now Pennington working into the third inning of his night, but some action out in the Naturals' right field bullpen. Stephen Woods Jr. is Pennington's catch partner, actually. They're close friends warming up in the right center field bullpen. 1-0 skips home. Counts even 1-1. Connor Hoover, Cesar Asturias Jr., and Tanner Kerwer, 7, 8, and 9 of the Travelers' order due up. Hoover, the left-handed hitting third baseman, is 1-for-2 today. Had an automatic double in the first inning. 1-1. Bouncy ball hit to the first baseman, Alexander. Fields it backhanded, throws to first. Pennington covers the bag. It's in time for the out. 3-1 the ground out. First out of the bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch to Cesar Asturias Jr., the second baseman. Smith hitter bounced it up the middle into center field. The base hit. His first hit of the day. A single to make him 1-for-3. One out in the fifth. Travelers have a runner on for the number 9 hitter, Tanner Kerwer. Pennington's pitch count still feels reasonable right now. 42. Most pitches he's thrown in a game this year, 58, when he started against the Springfield Cardinals. It's a Wednesday afternoon back in June on the 22nd. First pitch dribbled foul to the left by Kerwer, nothing and one. Got a couple of at-bats this year over 50 pitches. And he threw 55. A few days later against the Cardinals. 0-1 sails outside, 1-1. One bounced softly up the middle. The second baseman Glendinning grabs it, steps on the bag for an out, and over to first, a double play, ends the fifth inning. A 4-3 double play, Glendinning to Alexander. As the Naturals' second of the night, it gets out of the fifth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on base. A scoreless inning for Walter Pennington. And we go to the sixth inning. It's 7-3 Travelers.
See Plaza Tire Service today for the right tire at the right price right now. Plaza Tire Service has the area's biggest selection of in-stock tires at the lowest price with outstanding service, including our 4 tires 1 hour guarantee. Plus, we make the purchase easy on the budget with our Plaza Tire Service card or no credit needed financing options in Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontitown, Siloam Springs, and Pea Ridge. Find your nearest store at plazatireservice.com. For the right tire at the right price right now, see Plaza Tire Service.
every Friday home game in 2022 is a fireworks Friday with the Royals every Friday night and Saturday, September 17th, as the Royals' top prospects aren't the only ones putting on a show you'll never forget. Join the Naturals as the best fireworks show in minor league baseball lights up the Northwest Arkansas night sky with a panoramic view past the outfield fence. To check out the full list of fireworks nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville is a hit with families and children of all ages. With 50,000 square feet of interactive, hands-on experiences in science, technology, engineering, art, and math, the Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone to explore, play, create, and learn. Visit the Amazium and discover the connection between the sciences and arts in the place where curiosity and creativity meet. Make your day amazing with a trip to the Amazium. Open every day except Tuesdays. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
I'm infielder CJ Alexander, and you're tuned in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball. Let's get back to the ballpark with the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Top of the sixth inning from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock. This game brought to you in part by Straits Lawn and Garden. Don't make the box store mistake and buy a mower from somewhere that has no service, no repair shop, and no parts. Visit Straits Lawn and Garden today and see the largest selection of Gravely mowers. That's Straits Lawn and Garden in Springdale. Well, the day is done for Bryce Miller. 5 innings, 3 runs on 5 hits, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. He gives way to 110. The right-hander delivers the first pitch high and away to C.J. Alexander. Counts 1-0. It's Alexander, Robbie Glendinning, and Luca Tresh. 4, 5, and 6. 1-0 pitch. Found back to the screen. 1-0. Ten just joined the team a couple of days ago. Arrived to the Travelers on Thursday after a couple of appearances in the Arizona Complex League. Time was called as a ball got loose in left field. So the pitch delivered outside doesn't count. 1-1 on 10, who last year pitched 14 games over Everett. Went 2-5, a 6.46 ERA for the Aqua Sox, a 22-year-old native of the Dominican Republic. Pitch is fouled over our heads, out of play, and the count's 1-2 on C.J. Alexander. Alexander 2-for-2 today, a single in the second, 3-run homer in the fourth. 10 kicks in the 1-2. Upstairs, 2-2 the count. Is on the Mariners 40-man roster. Bouncing ball up the middle into center field. The base hit. C.J. Alexander 3-for-3 today. Would you believe it? His first three-hit game with the Naturals. I mean, it's impressive. Of the 22 games he's played, let's see, 9 have been two-hit games. That's the first three-hit game he has with the Naturals. A single puts him on first for Robbie Glendinning. First pitch is called a strike, nothing and one. It was added to the 40-man roster back in November of 2020 by the Mariners. The pitch down and in, called a strike on Glendinning. Nothing and two. A no balls and 2 strikes on Robbie. It was singled in the fourth, is 1-for-2 today. Infield, double play depth up the middle. The right-hander whose last name is spelled T-H-E-N. Delivers the 0-2, down and away, misses. 1 ball and 2 strikes. And the pitch misses high and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes, the count's even. 10, the number 19 prospect in the Mariners system, according to MLB Pipeline. 2-2. Tap foul to the right. Caught a piece of the Kennels and 2 strikes. Well, last year, the Mariners general manager, now president of baseball operations, Jerry DePoto, said that nobody had taken a bigger leap in the organization than Juan Ten. A good fastball. Hits 97 with a wipeout slider. 2-2 to Glendinning. Misses high with a fastball. We're full 3-2. A maybe a little bit of urgency now that he's on his second year on the 40-man roster without having reached the majors yet. Runner on first is Alexander. Nobody out, and the payoff pitch is up high for ball four. Shoots to the backstop. Well, that doesn't matter. A walk to Glendinning. Puts two on with nobody out. So, just like in the fifth inning, the Naturals have the first two runners on. But in the fifth, the next three went down. Bryce Miller was forced to throw 31 pitches to get out of the fifth without allowing a run. Finished the night with an even 90. 60 of them for strikes. Faced 21 batters in the process. A two on with nobody out. Quick visit to the mound from Matt Scheffler. The second baseman, Cesar Asturias Jr., who's fluent in Spanish, bilingual. Here's Luca Tresh, 0 for 2, a double play and a strikeout. Now time called. Christian Colon coaching third base right now for the Naturals. Barking a little bit at the home plate umpire, Ray Patchen. He wants an automatic ball call. But there's no count. Alexander on second, Glendinning on first. Two on, nobody out in the top of the sixth. The first pitch to Tresh. Misses inside. It's off the glove of out in front of home plate. 1-0 the count. A gap in left center for Luca Tresh. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Called the strike. Good fastball in the low outside quadrant. Counts 1-1. One pitch. Called the strike. 1-2. Luca Tresh, a little bit of a slow start. One for his first 13. Just an .077 average. His one hit was an RBI single back on Wednesday. That scored Alexander from second. 1-2 pitch misses well outside past the catcher Scheffler. Wild pitch moves both runners up 90 feet. It's 2-2 on Luca Tresh with now Alexander on third and Glendinning up to second. Two runners in scoring position for Luca Tresh. First baseman Shiner plays in the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Tresh chases a fastball high and away. And is retired for the first out of the sixth inning. Now it's Sully Matias' turn. You'd hate for there to be two runners in scoring position with nobody out and be unable to bring either home. Trying to change that here. Matias 0 for 2, a couple of strikeouts. Twice set down on strikes by Bryce Miller. First pitch misses outside the 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Juan Ten. Counts 1-0. Alexander on third. Glendinning on second. The pitch. Swing and a miss at a ball below the zone. 1-1. Infield shades to pull for Matias, who homered it back on Wednesday. Actually, it was on Thursday. He homered in the fourth inning. 1-1. Check swing and a ball. Casey James says he did not go around. Sure. I'll take it. 2-1 the count of Matias. Two balls and a strike. The pitch to Sully. This is high and away. 3-1 the count. 7-3 lead for the Arkansas Travelers in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the 3-1. Matias hits that high in the air, deep to left center field. Kerwer back into the alley. Should be deep enough to score the run. Reaches over his shoulder, makes the catch. Both runners tag. Alexander's home from third, standing up, and Glendinning moves from second to third. Sacrifice fly for Sully Matias gives the Naturals their fourth run of the game. It's 7-4 in favor of the Travelers. Naturals are within three. With Glendinning on third, Two outs in the inning. And Morgan McCullough at the plate. 7-4, Travs lead the Naturals. Two outs in the top of the sixth with Clendenning on third base. First pitch to McCullough. Calling the strike on the inner black, nothing and one. McCullough popped out in the third inning and then walked in the fifth to lead off the inning, but was stranded on second. Naturals couldn't bring him home. 0-1 from 10. This is high, 1-1. That feels a little awkward to say. 0-1 from 10. It's his last name, T-H-E-N. One. Popped high and foul to the left. That gets out of play. The count's 1-2. One ball and two strikes of Morgan McCullough. A run home here in the sixth. The Naturals down by three. Tying run waits on deck. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. McCullough down swinging. Second strikeout of the inning for 10. Do add a run on the sacrifice fly from Sue the Matias. A run on a walk and a hit. No errors. And a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. New pitcher coming in for the Naturals. It's 7-4 in favor of the Travelers.
Golf USA Fayetteville is as golf as it gets. From beginner to PGA Tour member, Golf USA has the experienced staff and the largest selection of the biggest names in golf to help you play better. We offer certified custom club fitting for brands like Callaway, Titleist, Mizuno, and more. And we have huge apparel selections from Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, and TravisMathew. Swing by the store at 3184 North College in Fayetteville. Golf USA is your natural choice for golf in Northwest Arkansas.
The 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball is jam-packed with theme nights you'll want to be at the ballpark for. Throwback Night returns on Saturday, July 23rd with retro-inspired jerseys and caps, plus a special strike bobblehead giveaway. And Los Naturales del Noreste de Arkansas are back on August 4th and 5th, plus Saturday, September 17th. To check out the full list of theme nights, view a complete game schedule, and to purchase tickets, visit NWANaturals.com.
The Northwest Arkansas National Airport proudly offers nonstop routes to 24 destinations with six different airlines to choose from. From Los Angeles to New York City, XNA can get you there. So when you're starting to plan your next vacation destination or getting ready to book your business trip, go to flyxna.com for more information on flight options. And remember, to fly safe, fly local, fly XNA.
This is pitcher Stephen Woods Jr., and I'm taking the mound. You're tuned into Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball with Nicholas Batters on Naturals Baseball Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning from North Little Rock, Arkansas. 7-4, the Travelers lead the Naturals. Stephen Woods Jr. takes over on the mound. Walter Pennington, three innings, two runs on five hits, no walks, and two strikeouts. Throws 45 pitches, 29 for strike. Jr., the right-hander, to face the top of the Traveler order. First pitch to Riley Unroh, skips in for a ball. 1-0 the count. It's Unroh, Joe Rizzo, and Jack Larson. Switch hitter. Unroh bats left-handed against the Randy Woods Jr. Has reached all three trips to the plate. Walked and scored in the first, tripled and scored in the second, singled and scored in the fourth. A ball and no strikes. Woods Jr.'s pitch. Pop to the left side. McCullough, the third baseman, out into left field. Down the left field line. Makes the catch a step fair in left field. Now for the first out here in the bottom of the sixth inning, where we'll take a look around the Major League scoreboard. This MLB scoreboard update brought to you by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. Learn from exceptional faculty and chase your dreams at Arkansas's most affordable four-year campus, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/jointhepride. Here's Joe Rizzo, 0-for-2. He walked and scored in the first, a couple of strikeouts since. Some games nearing the end, and a lot final already. First pitch misses high to Rizzo, 1-0. On the south side of Chicago, the White Sox beat the Tigers 6-4. 1-0 win for the Mets over the Phillies in Queens. 1-0 pitch, misses outside, 2-0 the count. Houston Astros blank the Oakland Athletics 8-0 from Minute Maid Park in Houston. final in Cincinnati, a 7-2 win for the Chicago Cubs over the Cincinnati Reds. 2-0. Bouncy ball hit up the middle underneath Woods Jr. Kicks off the second base bag. Castellano from behind second base recovers and throws to first in time for the out. Our Breeze Airways, seriously, nice play of the game. Book a last-minute trip or plan a vacation with Breeze Airways. Fly nonstop from Northwest Arkansas to New Orleans, San Antonio, and Tampa Bay. What a play for the second out. Rays beat the Orioles 8-2 in St. Petersburg. Blue Jays over the Cleveland Guardians 2-1 from Toronto. Braves beat the Marlins 5-2 in Miami. Those are the finals. Seven games in progress right now. First pitch to Jack Larson. He's called the strike on the outside corner. Now Marlins in the second game of their doubleheader. She just ended. Braves beat the Marlins 6-2 to sweep the doubleheader. Top eight from Washington, D.C. Nationals lead the Padres 4-3. Larson's 3-for-3 today with three runs batted in. Looks at the ball low and in, 1-1. Top eight in Arlington. Rangers lead the Mariners 6-4. Top nine in Boston. Red Sox and Yankees tied at 2. Extras in St. Louis. Brewers batting have scored two runs in the 10th and lead the Cardinals 3-1. Woods Jr. steps off. He wants a new baseball. He's called for an automatic ball. The count's 2-1. I think he leads the Naturals in automatic balls called this season. 2-1 on Larson. Woods Jr. set the pitch. Down and in, 3-1. Middle of the seventh inning in Colorado. Rockies trailing the Diamondbacks 4-0. Bottom of the third in San Francisco. 2-0 lead for the Giants over the Pirates. Middle of the fourth from Anaheim. Twins lead the Angels 1-0. 3-1 pitch skips to home plate. That's ball four. Larson on base for the fourth time today. He draws a two-out walk. Runner on with two outs. Luca Tresh wants to call time and go out and talk with Woods Jr. Jake Shiner coming to the plate. So the top of the ninth inning in Kansas City, not a good game for the Royals. The Los Angeles Dodgers up 13-3. Five in the first, two in the second, one in the third, two in the fourth, one in the sixth, and two in the ninth. The Royals starting pitcher in the game, Brad Keller, allowed eight runs on nine hits over three innings. Carlos Hernandez, three runs on three hits over three innings. Wyatt Mills, two scoreless. You know it's bad when Nicky Lopez is pitching. He's throwing the top of the ninth inning. Has to be his first career pitching appearance. It is. First pitch misses down and in, 1-0. Well, that was a couple, including a pair of homers, but he just got out of the top of the ninth. 1-0 on Shiner with a runner on and two outs in the bottom of the sixth. In for a strike, 1-1. Jake Shiner, like Jack Larson, enters the sixth inning 3-for-3 today. RBI singles in the first and fourth. Royals runs, a couple in the second on a triple from Michael Massey, and one in the sixth on a Brent Rooker double. 1-1, tap foul into the ground. The count's 1-2. That's a look around the major leagues. The MLB scoreboard presented by UAFS. 1-2 on Jake Shiner. Two outs in the sixth. The Travelers lead the Naturals 7-4 with a runner on first and two away. Woods Jr. checks over at first. Comes set close to the belt. He kicks in the 1-2. Bouncy ball hits softly to the shortstop Castellano. He charges and slings a throw over to first to end the scoreless bottom of the sixth. Woods Jr. strands the two-out walk on first base. No runs, no hits, a walk, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the seventh inning. It's 7-4 Travelers.
What if there were a university where you earned a diploma and a resume? A career-minded university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university whose tuition made it not just affordable, but the most affordable four-year campus in Arkansas. What if, right? Turns out, that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Since 2002, Pickett Construction has been handling the Northwest Arkansas community's commercial and residential construction needs. From development, design, and construction, we're here for you no matter the scale of the job. Pickett Construction. You pick it, we build it.
Garden in Springdale has a Gravely mower for you. Wide price range, lots of nice features, and made in the USA. Don't make the box store mistake where you have no service or repair parts after the sale. Buy from a reputable dealer who has parts and service after the sale and will take care of all of your mowing needs. That's Straight's Lawn and Garden, Springdale.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Top of the seventh inning from North Little Rock. 7-4, the Arkansas Travelers lead the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Find out why banking customers love the Arvesco mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. As we enter the seventh, Travis Kuhn takes over on the mound, the right-hander for the Travelers, facing 9-1-2 in the Naturals order. Angelo Castellano, Tucker Bradley, and Diego Hernandez. Right on right with Castellano, who's 0-for-1. He walked in the fifth inning. First pitch is high for a ball. For Travis Kuhn, his 39th appearance of the season, 2-3 record, a 3.33 ERA. 57 strikeouts in 46 innings. Pitch, foul to the right. Bangs off one of the windows in the suite level. That counts 1-1. Kuhn's 39th appearance ties him with teammate Braden Shipley for the league lead. 1-1. This is up and in. Infield to pull. Naturals 4 runs on 6 hits today. Travelers 7 runs on 12 hits. The 2-1 is popped in the air. Left side, foul territory. The third baseman Hoover through the third base coach's box makes the catch over his shoulder. And there's one away. So Castellano pops out. Back to the top of the order for Tucker Bradley. Go for three, a couple of strikeouts that bookend a ground out. Bases empty, one out in the top of the seventh. Naturals trailing 7-4. First pitch misses high and away for a ball, 1-0. A ball and 0 strikes the pitch. Again, misses high. 2-0 on Bradley. That one might have caught the zone. Ray Patchen gives the benefit of doubt to the Naturals leadoff hitter. Left-handed hitting left fielder awaits the 2-0. Now he looks at a strike on the outer edge, 2-1. Naturals 3 runs in the fourth and the home run from C.J. Alexander. A run in the sixth on the sacrifice fly from Surly Matias. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Late swing for Bradley, 2-2. Travelers jumped out to a lead, scored 4 in the first, 1 in the second against C.J. Alexander, and 2 in the fourth against Walter Pennington. 2-2. This is high for ball 3. Count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, 2 strikes the count. Base is empty. 1 out. The payoff pitch. It's tapped foul to the right. That looked like it caught a piece of Bradley's foot. We'll do it again. 3-2. Series finale, the season series finale between the Naturals and the Travelers coming up tomorrow. 1:35 Central, the first pitch from North Little Rock. TJ Sycamo will have the start from the Naturals. Emerson Hancock goes for the Travelers, a rematch of the matchup on Tuesday. Three balls, two strikes. Again, the payoff is golfed out to right field. Larson in to his left, reaches up on the run at the brim of his cap and makes the catch. There's two away. A two guy to the seventh. Travis Kuhn's retired. Both batters he's faced. Here's the center fielder, Diego Hernandez. Kuhn, a very distinctive look. A left arm filled with tattoos. A bleach blonde mohawk flows out of the back of his black cap. First pitch to Hernandez. misses off the plate, 1-0. Works from the third base side, his 1-0 to Hernandez is popped in the air. Right side of the infield, second baseman is Torres Jr. calls for it. A step into the outfield grass, he bobbles it, but makes the catch to end the top of the seventh. For the third time today, the Naturals are retired in order. Kuhn, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. That'll take us to the seventh inning stretch, which is presented by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Trusted for more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross provides affordable health, dental, and vision insurance for Arkansans. Schedule an appointment today with one of our friendly health insurance experts from our Arkansas Blue Welcome Centers in Fayetteville or Rogers. Bottom of the seventh coming up, 7-4 lead for the Travs.
Here's to the fearless fight. The comeback. The battle against all odds. For some, it's taking the first step. For others, it's forging a new path. A chance to prove to ourselves what we're really made of. And with the name trusted in insurance for more than 70 years, even a battered spirit can come back stronger. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2022 season of Northwest Arkansas Naturals baseball at nwanaturals.com. You won't want to miss some of the Kansas City Royals' top prospects taking the field right in your backyard with food and drink deals, fireworks, giveaways, and theme nights all summer long. For a complete game schedule, upcoming promotions, and to purchase tickets, visit nwanaturals.com.
Want a cleaner and healthier home? Simply call Stanley Steamer at 1-800-STEAMER and schedule a carpet, tile, or hardwood cleaning. And save big with our $99 cleaning special.
Call 1-800-STEAMER. Stanley Steamer is your home cleaner.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Bottom of the seventh inning from North Little Rock, Arkansas. 7-4 lead for the Travelers over the Naturals. First pitch from Stephen Woods Jr. to Cade Marlowe. This is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Right-hander faces the left-handed hitting center fielder, who's 1-for-3 today. Drove in a run back in the fourth. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball down and in. The count's 1-1. Marlowe, Matt Scheffler, and Connor Hoover. 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Travelers after Woods Jr. threw a scoreless sixth inning. 1-1 is hit high in the air. Deep out to right center field. Matias and Hernandez converge. Matias, a step in front of the warning track or two, makes the catch in deep right center field. The first out here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's Matt Scheffler, the catcher, tripled in the third inning, otherwise is 1-for-3 today. Right-handed hitter against the Randy Woods Jr. A deep breath, the first pitch. In for a strike. Right of the knees. Looked like the slider, cutter. Nothing and one. Infield to pull, ever so slightly for the right-handed hitter, and the pitch. A little looper, shallow right field. Matias charges in. Makes a hop and a catch, overran the ball by a bit. There's two away. Both flyouts to Sue the Matias. A pair of quick outs for Woods Jr. Now here's Connor Hoover. Bases empty, two outs. 7-4 lead for the Arkansas Travelers in the bottom of the seventh inning. Left-handed hitting Connor Hoover, the third baseman bats. First pitch misses down and in. 1-0. Hoover doubled in the first inning. It bounced over the right field wall today. And the pitch. This is down and in again. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch from Woods Jr. to Hoover on the way. Broken bat, bouncing ball to the shortstop Castellano, who was shaded up the middle, slings it over to first in time to end the inning. Well, for the first time today, the Arkansas Travelers are retired 1-2-3. A quick seventh inning for Stephen Woods Jr. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the eighth. Two innings left in this ballgame. The Travelers still lead 7-4.
You know, fans, Tyson Foods and the Naturals have a lot in common. For starters, we've both got a pretty great team, and we've got some heavy hitters in our lineup. Some members of our starting lineup are Tyson Chicken, Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, Hillshire Farm, State Fair, and Wright Brand Bacon. And just like the Naturals, we're proud to call Springdale our home. Check out our whole roster and get to know us better at TysonFoods.com.
Sophia and Chris Garcia came to Arvest Bank looking to get a home loan. Let's hear what happens.
Chris and Sophia, thanks for choosing me as your lender in the Arvest Home for Me app. And now...
There's more paperwork to do.
Nope, I got the info you sent through the app. And now...
We wait to hear from someone at your main office.
No. Now you're pre-qualified and ready to find your new home.
Wow.
And I'll be with you every step of the way.
That's...
helpful.
Very helpful.
Home loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help. Equal housing lender.
At Today Cleaners, we'd like to invite you to try out our services and experience professionalism and affordability for yourself. With numerous dry cleaning and laundry options available, we're convinced you'll find the service you need. Today Cleaners now offers free pickup and delivery right to your home or office. Download our Today Cleaners app on your iPhone or Android to schedule a pickup today. And visit todaycleaners.net or stop by 1250 Market Square Drive in Springdale for more information.
This is outfielder Tyler Gentry, and I'm coming to bat. You're locked in to Northwest Arkansas Naturals Network.
Top of the eighth inning from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock. 7-4 lead for the Arkansas Travelers over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Arvest Bank helps you find the right credit card, from Arvest Flex Rewards cards that earn points to Arvest True Rate cards with money-saving low interest rates. Apply today at arvest.com/creditcards. Member FDIC. Credit card subject to credit approval. Travis Kuhn threw a 1-2-3 seventh inning. And he gives way to Isaiah Campbell, the former Arkansas Razorback. Faces Tyler Gentry, C.J. Alexander, and Robbie Glendinning. Heart of the order, 3-4-5. Right on right with Gentry. Campbell making his second appearance of the week, fourth at the AA level this year. First pitch to Gentry is fouled out of play to the right, nothing in one. Well, the Razorback red flows deep through the fans' veins here in Little Rock just as much as it does up in Fayetteville. They are Arkansas's team. Campbell, the 2019 draft pick by the Mariners, delivers the 0-1 pitch at the knees, called for a strike, nothing in two. He struck out two in a scoreless inning two nights ago, pitched the eighth inning on Thursday. No balls and two strikes on Gentry, who's 1-for-3 today. Campbell's pitch. Fouled that of play to the right. We'll do it again. Nothing and two. Six outs offensively for the Naturals to work with. Gentry singled and scored one of the Naturals' three runs in the fourth inning. Trailing by three here in the eighth. Campbell set to the belt. He kicks in the 0-2. Swing and a tap foul into the ground by Gentry. He battles to stay alive. Nothing and two. For Campbell, his fourth appearance, 0-1 record, a 2.70 ERA. Just one earned run allowed and 3 1/3 innings. Campbell beloved by Razorback fans. What a season he had in 2019. The pitch misses down and away, 1-2. I mean, it looks like video game numbers on a stat sheet. 12-1 record his senior season, a 2.13 ERA, 125 strikeouts, 22 walks, and 118. The 1-2 to Gentry. High in the air. Deep left field. Kerwer back. Out of the warning track. At the wall. He leaps. And it's gone. Tyler Gentry. His 12th Naturals home run. SEC on SEC crime. Brings the Naturals within two. It's 7-5 here in the eighth. Second homer of the night for the Naturals. We'll make things a little interesting. First of the night came from this man, C.J. Alexander. Infield shades to pull for the left-handed hitting first baseman. First pitch. Fouled out of play to the left, nothing and one. We'll see if it happens here in this inning, not specifically here. On Thursday, whenever Campbell struck out a batter, he got the Woo Pig Suey chant. The fans called the hot. A one. This is down and away. 1-1. Alexander, 3-for-3 today. His first three-hit game with the Naturals this season. Three-run homer in the fourth. Sandwiched by a pair of singles. The 1-1. In for a strike. And the count's 1-2. His 10th multi-hit game with the Naturals. His fourth three-hit game this year. Had three with the Mississippi Braves. Two in May and one right before he was traded in early July. 1-2 on Alexander. In the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. There's the first out of the eighth inning.
Yeah, batting number 16, Robbie Glenn Bennett.
I guess we're not calling the hunts tonight. Well, Alexander retired for the first time today. Now Robbie Glendinning bats. In the fourth, walked in the sixth. 1-for-2 today. The first pitch from Campbell. It's called a strike. Nothing in one. I suppose there's a chance these two face each other. Glendinning, a year at Mizzou. And the pitch. High for a ball. 1-1 the count. Glendinning drafted in 2017 by the Pirates, so they could have faced each other. Although Campbell just pitched one game in 2017, of course. Pitch misses high again. 97-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-1. So they likely did not face each other. Two balls and a strike. Right on right, the pitch. Good breaking ball. Just barely clips the high inside corner. We're even 2-2. A run home for the Naturals in the eighth. Trailing by 2-7-5. Bases empty, one out. Campbell, the 2-2 pitch to Glendinning. Line drive, poked to left field. Kerwer charges in. Into a dive! Did he make the catch? He did! Wow! What a grab by Tanner Kerwer. Diving in to rob Robbie Glendinning of a hit. There's the second out of the eighth. Great play by Kerwer in left. Now Luca Tresh hits. Trash 0-for-3 today. A couple of strikeouts and he's grounded into a double play. Bases empty with two outs and Campbell's first pitch misses down and away for a ball 1-0. One out to Trash. This is high. Two balls and no strikes.
Everybody get your way.
Tying runs on deck for the Naturals. That's Sula Matias. Tresh trying to get on base and keep this eighth inning going. Campbell's 2-0. Bouncy ball hit up the middle into center field to base hit. Luca Tresh snaps his dry spell at the plate. His second hit this week. And now the tying run comes to the plate. And watch out at Sula Matias. A run with a sack fly in the sixth, otherwise is 0-for-2 today, a couple of strikeouts. Runner on first with two away. Tying run at the plate for the Naturals down 7-5 in the eighth. First pitch to Matias is called a strike. 95-mile-an-hour fastball in the inner black. It's nothing and one. Well, the Naturals threatening here. It's the second time they've had the tying run at the plate today. 0-1 to Suli. Swing and a miss. Again jammed inside with a fastball up and in that time. Counts 0-2. No balls and two strikes on Sula Matias. Two outs in the top of the eighth. The run home, trying to add on more. Tresh leads from first. Campbell, the 0-2 pitch to Matias. Here it is. Foul to the right out of play. It's late on the fastball, 97. Campbell ticking up in velocity. It's nothing and two. Matias, 15 homers, 53 driven in this year. We'll do it again, 0-2 with a runner on first and two outs. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Oh, sort of there ever was one. Matias drops his bat. Swung at self-preservation and a fastball up and in at his hands. Second strikeout for Campbell ends the eighth inning. A run on two hits, no errors, and a runner left on. Well, the Naturals are within two now. It's 7-5 as we enter the bottom of the eighth in North Little Rock.
What's more exciting than a rally-ending double play or a walk-off home run? A day at the Scott Family Amazium. Explore science, technology, engineering, art, and math in the Amazium's 50,000-square-foot exhibit gallery filled with hands-on, interactive experiences for the entire family. Discover, wonder, create, and learn inside and outside the museum. The Amazium ignites the curious, creative kid in everyone. Open every day except Tuesdays. The Scott Family Amazium in Bentonville. Plan your visit at amazium.org.
Naturals fans, the Royals' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Naturals on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go, and use promo code NATURALS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hi, I'm Matt Mauby with Professional Business Systems. Back in 1986, we started providing Northwest Arkansas with the finest in office technology. A lot has changed since then. Over the years, we've adapted to offer the latest cutting-edge business solutions. But one thing that hasn't changed, we still guarantee a four-hour response time to every call. If you're ready to take your business to the next level and experience service you can trust, call Professional Business Systems at 636-0001 or find us online at pbsteam.com.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
First pitch from Stephen Woods Jr. to Cesar Asturias Jr. Misses down and in for a ball, 1-0. 8-9-1 due up for the Travelers against the Naturals right-hander into his third inning of work. Switch hitter Asturias Jr. bats left-handed against the Randy Woods Jr., which is high for a ball, 2-0. 7-5, the Travelers lead the Naturals in the bottom of the eighth inning. Maybe the last chance for the Travelers to add insurance. The pitch. Found to the left. 2-1 the count. Two and one. Woods Jr. trying to get back of the count. Taking the pitch. Fastball. Misses up and in. That looked like the cutter again. I don't know where that one missed. 3-1 now. Three balls, a strike. Base is empty. Nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Foul the other way. Deep down the left field line over the roof above the sweet level and out of play. Count is full. Three balls and two strikes to the count. Tanner Kerwer waits on deck. Payoff pitch upcoming. The 3-2 from Woods Jr. on the way. At the knees, called strike three. Beautiful pitch from Stephen Woods Jr. Freezes Cesar Asturias Jr. The first down in the bottom of the eighth. First strikeout for Woods Jr. He's trying to get through a third scoreless inning of relief. Here's Tanner Kerwer. First pitch, fouled off the mask of Tresh. Back to the screen, nothing and one. Oh, for three today, Tanner Kerwer grounded into a double play to end the fifth inning. Did make a nice diving play on a Robbie Glendinning line drive in the top half of this inning. Now he looks at a calm strike, it's nothing and two. No balls and two strikes on Tanner Kerwer. Base is empty, one out in the bottom of the eighth. Naturals are within two. It's 7-5 in favor of the Travelers. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip held on to by Trash for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Stephen Woods Jr. to open up the bottom of the eighth. Find out why banking customers love the Arvesco mobile banking app from Arvest Bank. Visit arvest.com/go for more details. Back to the top of the order for Riley Unruh. First pitch. Unruh looks at a fastball on the inner edge for a strike. That counts nothing and one. Woods Jr. set at the belt. He kicks and delivers the 0-1. Misses down and in this time. Takes Unruh off his feet. 1-1 the count. Unruh walked, stole second and scored in the first. Tripled and scored in the second. Singled and scored in the fourth. And popped out in the sixth. He was the first batter Woods Jr. faced. Working his second time through the Traveler lineup now. Kicks the 1-1. Good breaking ball. Snaps off. Steps off to reset the pitch clock. Was called for an automatic ball in his first inning of work back in the sixth. 1-2, trying to send this game to the ninth. The pitch. Bouncy ball hit to the left side. The shortstop Castellanos to his right. Backhands it in the hole. Throw to first is high over Alexander's glove and into the photo well next to the Travelers' first base dugout. It might be a single, a six, or just a two-base error on Alexander. Either way, or on Castellano. Either way, Unruh's on second. Runner on second for Joe Rizzo, the designated hitter. Left-handed hitter against the righty Woods Jr. It is indeed a two-base error on Castellano. First pitch to Rizzo. Skips off of home plate. Tresh can't find it all the way back to the backstop netting. The wild pitch moves Unruh to third. Count is 1-0. Any runs that are scored this inning will be unearned to Woods Jr. Since the error was made with two outs. Tresh, a quick visit out to the mound to chat with Woods Jr. An out away from getting through three scoreless out of the bullpen for that run 90 feet away. 1-0 on Rizzo. He was 0-3 today. He walked and scored in the first. The 1-0 pitch. Bouncy ball hit past the reach of the second baseman Glendinning into right center field. The base hit. Hernandez over to cut it off quickly. It was nearly first. He'll stay there. RBI single scores Unruh from third. It's 8-5. The Travelers are back up by three runs. Again, that run, any others scored this inning are unearned to Stephen Woods Jr. since the error was made with two outs. Here's the left-handed hitting right fielder, Jack Larson. First pitch from Woods Jr. Fastball off of home plate, skips back to the screen. Another wild pitch. It was Rizzo into scoring position. The count's 1-0. A runner in scoring position again. Two outs. Tresh back from his mound meeting. One oh is hit high in the air, deep to right center field. That is way gone. Deposited into the Naturals' bullpen in right center field. A two-run homer for Jack Larson. It's his fourth hit of the night. Travelers' lead is stretched to five runs now. It's 10-5 here in the eighth.
Jim Shire.
Up the middle. Glendinian behind second. Sidearm throw to first. Gets past Alexander and into the Travelers dugout. Runner moves up to second on the errant throw. And the wheels falling off the wagon for the Naturals here in the eighth. Two errors. Four straight have reached with two outs. You can see that being a single E4, or just an E4. It is a single E4. First pitch to Cade Marlowe is called a strike. Right on left, Woods Jr. facing his seventh man this inning. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two now. So Woods Jr. struck out two. Riley Unruh had two strikes of the count. He reached on an error by the shortstop Castellano. Then a single scored him, a two-run homer. Now a single and another error. Runner on second is Shiner with two away, and the pitch is lined to left field. The base hit that drops in front of Bradley. Around third, Shiner's headed home. The throw from Bradley's cut off. Four-run inning. It's 11-5 Travs. Here's Matt Scheffler, the eighth man to hit this inning. Five straight have reached with two outs. First pitch misses down and in. 1-0. The Naturals had the tying run at the plate in the top of this inning. Travelers have scored four to make it a six-run deficit. It'll be tough to come back from. Kicking the pitch. Call the strike. 1-1. Pitch misses low. Gets away from Trash for a moment. Now it's 2-1. This game's getting sloppier and sloppier. I'm not sure what to make of it right now. Pitches a ball. It's 3-1. Four runs home here in the eighth, all unearned. Four straight hits after the two-out error. Woods Jr., the 3-1. This is down and away, ball four. Marlowe to second with Scheffler on first. Jeffrey Del Rosario warming up in the Naturals' right field bullpen. The ninth man to hit this inning, Connor Hoover. And that's the end of the line for Stephen Woods Jr. Chris Widger, the Naturals manager, points out to the right field bullpen. Woods Jr. was so close. A strike away from three scoreless innings. Instead, things have spiraled. A two-out error, four straight hits and a walk. Back after this in North Little Rock.
Getting good grades? Crushed it. Robotics competitions? It's either first place or no place. Challenges? They come easy to me. I've faced them, conquered them, then prepared for the next one. But it's time for the next big challenge, the one that sets a tone for my life. It's time to get world-class training, technical skills, and the know-how to be prepared for a lifelong career. It starts by serving close to home with the Air National Guard. Visit GoANG.com or call 1-800-T-O-G-O-A-N-G.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you craving something uncommonly delicious, like our meaty masterpiece, the Hook and Ladder Sub from Firehouse Subs? We start by piling it high with fresh sliced ham. Then it's topped with melted Monterey Jack and served piping hot in a perfectly toasted roll. Save time. Order your Hook and Ladder with the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs.
save more lives.
It's time to make a break and escape the everyday. Indigo Sky Casino is the area's premier gaming destination. Live weekend entertainment, a new and larger selection of your favorite gaming machines on our beautiful and spacious gaming floor. The area's perfect getaway for fun and winning excitement. Indigo Sky Casino offers it all. Come play and stay with us. Indigo Sky Casino, Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Travelers lead 11-5. We continue the bottom of the eighth inning. Jeffrey Del Rosario takes over. It's 2 2/3 innings of work for Stephen Woods Jr. 4 runs all unearned on 4 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. He's responsible for Matt Scheffler on first and Cade Marlowe on second. Connor Hoover is the only man who hasn't hit this inning. 2 on, 2 out, bottom of the eighth. 6-run lead for the Travelers, 11-5. They've scored 4 here in the eighth inning. Stephen Woods Jr. was a strike away from sending it to the ninth. Then things spiraled. A 2-out error, couple of errors this inning. First pitch to Hoover, fouled out to the left, 0-1. Pitch. Got back to the screen. 0-2. No balls and 2 strikes on Connor Hoover. 2 on and 2 out in the bottom of the eighth. Del Rosario's pitch on. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Stops the bleeding. Strikes out Connor Hoover to end the eighth inning. The damage done by the Arkansas Travelers. 4 runs on 4 hits, a walk, 2 errors, 2 left on. We go to the ninth. The Naturals trail by 6, 11-5.
John's Quality Roofing has been installing and repairing roofs in the Northwest Arkansas area for over 20 years, offering free roofing repair inspections and insurance assistance. When you contact John's, a member of their team will visit your home and do their best to assess your roof and give you the best advice for your specific needs. John's Quality Roofing, your local Northwest Arkansas roofing contractor, serving you since 1999. For more information or to set up an appointment, visit www.johnsqualityroofing.com today.
Attending a Northwest Arkansas Naturals game at RFS Ballpark is even more fun in a group of family and friends. Special group ticket rates are available for groups of 11 or more at each Naturals home game. Consider our home plate party deck for 30 to 100 people or the Bud Light home run porch for groups of 40 or more. But let's be real, nothing beats a Naturals game in a suite for groups of 4 or as many as 55. To reserve a group outing or suite rental for a game this summer, visit nwanaturals.com.
Window World, America's largest window replacement company, has just what you need when it comes to windows that enhance, beautify, and add value to your home. Like our award-winning Made in America double and triple pane replacement windows, all with lifetime warranties. But did you know we can also provide you with the best entry doors, patio doors, vinyl siding and guttering, and we even offer specialty windows and new construction windows. Window World, America's exterior remodeler. Call today for a free in-home estimate.
Now, let's go back to North Little Rock. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, the Naturals trail by 6. They go to the ninth inning, 11-5 in favor of the Arkansas Travelers.
Now, batting number 4, Morgan McCullough.
Morgan McCullough leads off. Over the sidearm and right-hander. McCullough, Angelo Castellano, and Tucker Bradley do well. Just like last night, 5 innings from the starting pitcher, and then 3 straight reliever or 4 straight relievers each offer an inning of work. First pitch is tipped into the glove of Scheffler, 0-1. McCullough walked in the fifth. He's 0-2 today. Kicking the 0-1. Misses outside. 1-1. Well, the Naturals had the tying run of the play to the eighth inning. Couldn't bring it across. Travelers score four unearned runs in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Called the strike. 1-2. When we finish this game, the Plaza Tire Service extra inning show. Recap of today's game. We'll get you ready for tomorrow as well. The ball and two strikes to McCullough, the left-handed hitting infielder, playing third base tonight. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Can't catch up to a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. And there's one gone. Castellanos still in search of his first hit with the Naturals. 0 for his first 14 this year. He's drawn a few walks. Made that crucial two-out error in the bottom of the eighth inning that led to the inning spiraling. First pitch. Drops in for a strike, nothing and one. Well, maybe too late. You'd love to see him try and make up for that error with a hit, perhaps extra bases here to start a little bit of a mini rally in the ninth. The 0-1. Got the strike, nothing and two. That looked a little low and away to me. Who am I to judge the strike zone as we near the 10 o'clock hour? No balls and two strikes at Castellano. Coberti, breath, kicks, and delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts in the ninth. There's 2-1. Back to the top of the order for Tucker Bradley. Tucker Bradley 0 for 4 today. Couple strikeouts, fly out and a ground down. Infield the pull for the left-handed hitting left fielder. Cobra's first pitch. Fly to left field. Kerwer back. He backpedals towards the warning track. Makes the catch, and that's the ball game. Naturals fall tonight. Final of 11-5. Back in total. Standing us on the Plaza Tire Service extra inning show after this.
Thanks for tuning in to today's Northwest Arkansas Naturals game. The game may be over, but we're far from through. Stick around for the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. We'll look inside the box score, highlights, and analysis of today's game. The Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show is next on the Naturals Baseball Network.
We won't be beat.
Plaza Tire Service is the low price leader on tires. We have a huge selection in stock and ready to install now. Plus, we offer unbeatable service, including our four tires, 1 hour guarantee. On top of that, our Plaza Tire Service card and no credit needed financing options can make the purchase easy on your budget. In Springdale, Rogers, Bentonville, Tontytown, Siloam Springs, and Pea Ridge. Find your nearest store at plazatireservice.com. The best service, the biggest selection, and the lowest price. That's Plaza Tire Service. Yeah!
What if there were a university where you earned not just a diploma, but a resume? A career-focused university where you were empowered to learn, to lead, and to make a difference. A university that's not just affordable, but the most affordable in the state. What if, right? Turns out that university exists just down the hill in Fort Smith. The University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. Learn more at uafs.edu/join the pride.
Feels good as we stand on the shore, but our hearts are still jumping. Grab another Coke and let's dive in. So we can feel forever, yeah, feel. Together, be real, together and no one can stop me when I taste the feeling.
Coca-Cola. It's a cap twisting, bubbles fizzing, refreshing sipping, moment stopping, nothing topping this feeling. So,
hey Naturals fans, Walmart is a proud sponsor of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. From the beginning, Walmart has had its roots in our community for more than 50 years. From around the neighborhood to around the world, Walmart has helped people save money so they can live better. Summertime has always meant games at the ballpark or play-by-play on the radio, gathering with family and friends, and sharing a meal or a snack with the ball game on in the background. So sit back and enjoy the game, and feel free to stop by Walmart if you need anything. Let's go Naturals. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
The game is over, but we're far from through. This is the Plaza Tire Service Extra Inning Show. It's time now for a look inside the box score with highlights and analysis of today's game. Now let's head back to the stadium. Here's the voice of the Naturals, Nicholas Batters.
Well, back at Dickey Stevens Park, the Naturals fall 11-5 tonight to the Arkansas Travelers. Thanks for sticking around for this one. Five runs, eight hits, two errors for the Naturals, who left five runners on. 11 runs on 16 hits, no errors, eight left on. Bryce Miller gets the win, improves to 1-0. Andrew Hoffman takes the loss. He falls to 1-3. Top of the game, 2 hours and 47 minutes in front of a crowd of 5,617 fans at Dickey Stevens Park. Our Play Like a Winner player of the game is presented by Indigo Sky Casino, where winners play. Located on Highway 60 west of Seneca, Missouri. Our Play Like a Winner player of the game tonight, it has to be, without question, C.J. Alexander. He was 3-for-5 today, drove in 3 runs with a home run. His 8th with the Naturals, his 7th this month, back in the 4th inning. Also singled in the 2nd, singled in the 6th, and scored. Playing like a winner, player of the game. It was, I don't know where to begin. Travelers jumped out early. 4 runs in the 1st, a run in the 2nd. 5 runs off of Andrew Hoffman, who only lasted 2 innings today. Naturals scored 3 in the 4th, brought the tying run to the plate. Couldn't do it. Scored 2 in the 4th. Naturals a run in the 6th. A run in the 8th on a home run from Tyler Gentry. Luke Kutrzesz singled, brought the tying run to the plate. Suda Matias struck out. And then Stephen Woods Jr., 2 2/3 scoreless, but he allowed 4 unearned runs in the 8th. And the Travs, they win. Look around the Texas League out-of-town scoreboard presented by Walmart. Wichita Wind Surge beat the Corpus Christi Hooks 7-6. Corpus Christi led 6-2 after the 4th inning at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, but the Wind Surge scored 2 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th, 1 in the 8th to win it. Midland Rockhounds beat the Tulsa Drillers 6-2 from One Oak Field in Tulsa. San Antonio Missions 5-4 win over the Frisco Rough Riders. Score 3 in the 4th and stay ahead the entire night. Amarillo Side Poodles score 2 in the 8th, beat the Springfield Cardinals 5-3. Blaze Alexander, CJ's brother, a 2-run homer tonight, so the Alexander brothers both homer. In fact, it was 4 unanswered runs for the Amarillo Side Poodles in the win. Los Angeles Dodgers win their 12th straight, 13-3 the final over the Royals. Nicky Lopez pitched the 9th inning. 2 runs in the 2nd on a 2-run triple for Michael Massey. And a run in the 6th on a Brent Rooker double. Check around the Royals organization. Triple-A Omaha falls to Toledo 7-2 from 5th Thirds Field. A run in the 2nd on a Freddie Fermin double and a run in the 6th on a Logan Porter single. 1 in the 3rd, 3 in the 4th. 1 of the 6th, 7th, and 8th for the Mudhens. A loss is charged to the starting pitcher, Austin Cox. And each of the 3 bullpen arms allows a run. In high A, the Quad Cities River Bandits fall to the Cedar Rapids Colonels 6-2. And in single A, the Columbia Fireflies pull out a win, 3 in the 1st inning. And win 4-3, a run in the 8th is the difference. As Lisandro Rodriguez walks 4-3. Our next game is tomorrow, 1:35, first pitch from Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, on air with the Indigo Sky Casino Clubhouse Show at 1:15. For everyone with the Naturals, I'm Nicholas Batters saying so long and farewell. 11-5 win for the Travelers. Naturals will try and salvage the series with potentially the 2nd win tomorrow. Take care, everyone.
You've been listening to Naturals Baseball on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals Baseball Network. Today's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, by Coca-Cola, by Tyson Foods, by Professional Business Systems, by Unified Financial Credit Union, by Window World, by Indigo Sky Casino, by Walmart, by Straight Lawns and Garden, by Beaver Water District, by Midwest Block and Brick, by the Scott Family Amazium, by Firehouse Subs, by Pickett Construction, by Stanley Steamer, by Plaza Tire Service, by John's Quality Roofing, by today's leaners, by the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith, by the 188th Wing Arkansas Air National Guard, by XNA and Breeze Airways, by Golf USA, and by Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To stay up with the club, get your tickets for the next game at Arvest Ballpark, or catch every pitch of the action all season long at NWANaturals.com.